When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
Well, as the clock strikes 13, it is Monday, the 3rd of November. I am your secondary host, Travis Knight. David will be here shortly. We're going to play you some quick music once the intro ends, and then we'll get right into the show and all the news that we have for you today. So stay with us.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Kind of a rough start today. We got a lot of wars to talk about, actually. We've got a new one being talked about, Nigerian war. We have, of course, the Venezuelan war ramping up. We have a class war here in the U.S., and underneath all this is a spiritual war and a fight for the Constitution as well. So let's begin with the Nigerian war. Now, you know that I care a great deal about this. This has been going on, a massive killing and a real genocide has been going on since 2009. Trump ignored it his entire 4 years that he was in office. And of course, Obama and the Democrats are there as with their own agenda, ignoring it, the things that they want to do, if not supporting it actively. And so This has been a part of what has been happening now for, how long is this now? I guess about 16 years or so, right? And now he is paying attention to it. And the question is, why? Is this in order to virtue signal to his base after the tremendous missteps that he's had? He has shot himself in the foot with the Epstein stuff. He shot himself in the foot with this government shutdown and the SNAP program and the rest of the stuff. I mean, we're going to get into that. Just unbelievably stupid approach to all this stuff. And so is this a way for him to try to claw back support? I think that's a part of it. There's also the aspect that China is in that area, and there's a lot of resources and minerals that they'd like to get. So that's always a big part of it. But I think primarily this is virtue signaling from Trump. And the question is, even though, as you know, I want to see this stop, there are ways to do this and there's ways not to do it. I think that the means that you choose to do things is always even more important than the end goal that is there. And this is just another example of an imperial Caesar who will go to war on his own whims anywhere that he wants to. Now, I think he's got a good reason here. Unlike Venezuela, there's absolutely no reason to do regime change there. But Tulsi Gabbard is saying, we don't do regime change anymore. As it is happening all around her. The question is,
we don't do regime
will
change.
These people ever tell you the truth about anything? I mean, everybody is even admitting it. You've got senators threatening Maduro and saying, I don't know what he's going to do. He just needs to get out of there. He needs to go somewhere. He needs to go to Russia or China or whatever. But he needs to get out of there. We're going to kill him. Don't tell me we don't do regime change, Tulsi. It's just unbelievable. And so this is a good cause. It's a really good cause to try to stop this. There's a lot of ways that it could be done, though, rather than going in guns a-blazing and declaring war. But this is a part of his virtue signaling. So this happened on Saturday. We wake up and we see Trump is fantasizing about yet another war. I guess we could come up with an acronym. YAW. Y-A-W. Yet another war. And that's exactly the response of Pentagon Pete. YAW. YAW, sir. Yeah, we'll do whatever you want. So he's an imperial president, does as he wishes. So what he's saying is, if the government fails to protect the religious minority, he's going to do something about it. And of course, we know what it's, I've been talking about this. We just had a guest on last week, and the government there is not only turning a blind eye to what the Fulani herdsmen are doing, but they're also essentially protecting them. And so there's absolutely no question about this in the mind of anyone except for the BBC and other mainstream media going out there and saying, well, there's no evidence to show that they are targeting Christians more than any other group. They're just killing everybody. Oh, okay, so that's fine, I guess. This is the insanity that we're seeing here. If the Nigerian government continues to allow the killing of Christians, the USA will immediately stop all aid and assistance to Nigeria, because we've got everybody on the welfare roll except American citizens. Not that I'm for welfare, and we'll talk about that coming up. But there's a right way and a wrong way to do everything. Trump wants to do everything abruptly, with no transition. He wants to do everything, and the way he does it, he causes the maximum amount of destruction and chaos everywhere. So he says, if they don't do that, we may now go into this disgraced country, guns a-blazing, said Trump, to completely wipe out the Islamic terrorists who are committing these horrible atrocities. Well, we know how that works, don't we? Did anybody remember Afghanistan and Iraq? Do we remember who these our history with asymmetric warfare? I am hereby instructing the Department of War to prepare for possible action. If we attack, it'll be fast, vicious, and sweet. Sweet? What kind of a sick person,
sweet dude,
describes a war as sweet? Trump, that's the kind of person that does it. The kind of person that executes people in boats without knowing even who they are or what they have done. No due process. He says, just like the terrorist thugs attack our cherished Christians. Warning, the Nigerian government better move fast, he says, in all uppercase. Well, he said the day before, Christianity is facing an existential threat in Nigeria. Thousands of Christians are being killed. Radical Islamicists are responsible for this mass slaughter. I am hereby making Nigeria, quote, a country of particular concern, but that's the least of it, he said. And, of course, that is a term from the State Department that has a particular meaning to it in terms of sanctions and other things like that. One Boko Haram survivor, his name is Paul Adamu, applauds the president's designation of Nigeria as a country of particular concern. And, again, I have no problem with declaring that. And having sanctions and economic pressure, for once, I would support that type of thing. But and we shouldn't be giving welfare to a country that has been killing Christians all throughout his first term and most of the term of Barack Obama. As a matter of fact, it's through the entire term of Barack Obama. And that he got elected in 2008, came in 2009. So it's during Obama's entire 8 years, Trump's 4 years, Biden's 4 years.
There's also the fact that this welfare for the world is basically leading to a larger humanitarian crisis down the road.
Yeah, yeah.
These countries have not put it towards infrastructure. They haven't put it towards increasing their ability to take care of their own people. It's been largely taken by the few people at the top, and then a little bit has gone out to the people at the bottom, and it's only allowed, and all they've done with it is increase their population base, meaning there's That's now right. more mouths to feed than there were. They've just expanded their population base to what they can support at the moment. And that's only possible because the U.S. is stimulating their economies, that's which right. means that now there's even more people that
not really have, even stimulating their economies, yeah. paying the people at the top, the corrupt people. And the person who started all that in a big way was Robert McNamara after the Vietnam War disaster that he presided over. Then he goes to the IMF, and he started cutting loans to these different countries. And they were not for infrastructure. They were not for building up the economy of the country, even. They were simply kind of a welfare payment to the leaders. And everybody said, you're creating dependency. And they are. And even though the leaders have taken the lion's share of it, some of it is trickling down. A little bit of it trickles down to the other people. And what's going to happen when the U.S. dollar goes belly up? This is going to be the snap issue. You know, we got worldwide welfare, not just here in America, but worldwide welfare. You know, we got more people on the SNAP program than live in Canada. We got 42 million people on this food welfare program. How did it get to be that big? Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back. How did we get to the point where we got everybody in the world on American welfare? Well, it's because you can see it when it's with other foreign countries. You know that it's an instrument of control. And this is why, you know, when I talked to the MAGA people and they were talking about the emergency, and oh, it's just a bad Democrat governor.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I said, no, money is a way that everything is controlled. And Trump declared the emergency for COVID so he could release the funds because it is a tool of control. He is the one who is controlling everybody, bribing them or blackmailing them to do the lockdown, just as they control other countries with their sanctions or with their welfare. So this guy survived the Islamist terror. He's a Christian living in Nigeria. He was kidnapped 2 years ago by jihadist militant group Boko Haram while traveling to Cameroon to meet colleagues. He said his ordeal reflects the growing danger faced by Christians across the region, and he hopes U.S. action will end years of brutal attacks. I would say that Nigeria is the worst place to be as a Christian. We wake up every day with news of killing, every day with the news of massacres of Christians. That's what's happening here in Nigeria. Trump announced Saturday the U.S. will immediately stop all aid and assistance to the West African nation if the government continues to allow the killing of Christians, and may even go into the country guns a-blazing, his phrase, to completely wipe out the Islamic terrorists responsible. The Nigerian president is denying that widespread violence targets Christians. Again, he's got about as much credibility as a Nigerian prince. The characterization of Nigeria as religiously intolerant does not reflect our national reality. That's unbelievable, somebody make a statement like that. Nor does it take into consideration the consistent, sincere efforts of the government to safeguard freedom of religion and beliefs for all Nigerians. I guess, you know, what are these people trying to say? You know, we know all these people are being killed. Is it to say, well, we're not doing it because we hate the religion, so it's okay, and we're not going to do anything as a government to try to stop it? Adamu, the guy who was kidnapped, said he witnessed the persecution of Christians firsthand. Women mourning their husbands, children crying for parents, and parents grieving for children. There is nothing anybody will tell me because I have been there for as long as I know. I've been in these places where these attacks have taken place. I've been to churches that have been burnt down. These are not things that I've heard from the news. This is not somebody telling me. This is something I witnessed somewhere I've been myself. I've witnessed where terrorism is at the highest point, where people are killed and slaughtered like chickens every day, he said. Well, again, Pentagon is preparing for yet another war. Because, you know, when you've only got one tool, you've only got a hammer, everything looks like a nail and you got to hammer it, right? And this is what is so morally and legally bankrupt about this Trump administration. Everything is a war. We're going to send the military in for all of this. And there has to be a reason for this. And if you're going to have a moral war, you need to have the principles that are laid out. And I'm not saying that we just leave these Christians to die. Maybe the answer is that you take them out as real refugees. Remember, the fraud about this massive wave of immigration is the fact that you know, these are refugees. Well, there are some real refugees that are there. So you can move them to another country, do something to help these people, get them out of there. But it's not, you know, when you start a war, you should understand that there are consequences for it beyond the profits of the military-industrial complex.
So it's also a matter of, you can't be a Christian in North Korea either. There are places in the world that are terrible.
That's right.
And it's not the U.S.'s military's job to go wipe them out. Only going to create more conflict.
That's right. Yeah, we cannot be the world's policemen. That's the Truman Doctrine, and it's been disastrous. That's been the doctrine my entire life, even before I was born. And that is a failed model. We do not want to be the world's policemen. We don't have the resources. We don't have the moral justification to do that type of thing.
Once you start down this pathway, there is always a humanitarian crisis going on somewhere.
Yeah,
the world is always in chaos. If your stated goal is to go out there and remove the chaos, you will never be done with it.
Well, as John Adams said, we don't go abroad seeking monsters to destroy. There's no limit to the number of monsters that
you'll
are
never
out
be
there.
Done.
That's right.
It's always a justification for further war, further militarization, just anything you need. I'm like, well, we got to make the world safe. This country over here, it's terrible what they're doing, and it is. It is terrible what they're doing.
Yeah.
But if it's your stated goal to stop that, it will not stop there. There'll be another country, and then another country, and then another country.
That's right.
Yeah, little did the founders know that we would go around looking for monsters to fund. that seems to be the current military
right.
Doctrine.
Yeah, so all like I said, 8 years of Obama, 4 years of Biden, 4 years of Trump, and we were funding the monster that we now seek to destroy. So, and that includes monsters like Al-Qaeda, which we began when it was called the Mujahideen, And we continued to fund them as Al-Qaeda. We continued to fund them as ISIS, as Al-Nusra. We even used our Air Force to help them in Syria.
I bring this up every time, I'm pretty sure. But I believe it's at the end of Rambo 3. The text pops up and says, this film is dedicated to the brave fighters of the Mujahideen.
That's right.
Because at that time, they were the good guys. They were our buddies, our friends. They're helping us beat the Russians in Afghanistan. We love the Mujahideen. And then over time, as things progressed and we weren't so friendly with them, they went back and they edited the movie, so that text is gone. It doesn't show up. You wouldn't want some modern audience watching Rambo 3 and going, what's a Mujahideen? And then Googling that and going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, well, John McCain used to go around to Republican women fundraisers, and he would bring with him a Mujahideen guy and tell them that they could donate and fund a Muj, right? And so that's what we got.
Smoojin and Mujin.
Yeah. Yeah, he was smoojin with a Mujin. Boko Haram.
I mean, that's nothing when you consider how Bush was friendly with, what's his name?
Tim Osman.
Yeah, that's right. So Boko Haram jihadist insurgency has killed more than 40,000 people, has displaced more than 2 million since 2009, and this is according to the UN. The UN is not out there with any real concern for Christians, of course, right? So, but the BBC is going to push back against this. I'm going to give that to you here in a moment. Majority Muslim herders have repeatedly clashed with majority Christian farmers. Christianity's played a central role in Trump's campaign to return to office and was fundamental in securing a large, reliable voting bloc among white, evangelical, and conservative Christians, says the UK Telegraph. Well, and I think that is the primary, that's my judgment. Primarily, I think this is virtue signaling. Now, of course, the military-industrial complex wants war everywhere with everyone all the time because that's their money, and they don't care. They're just like the pharmaceutical companies. They'll kill for profit. Last month, Ted Cruz accused the Nigerian government of turning a blind eye to the mass murder of Christians. And again, this has been going on for 16 years. In Nigeria, ethnic, religious, and regional divisions have flared with deadly consequences in the past and still shape the country's modern politics. And the president say, no, 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 we love everybody, right? Religious freedom and tolerance have been a core tenet of our collective identity and will always be so. This is like the people as telling you how much they love freedom of speech as they're shutting it down. On Sunday, Nigeria said it would welcome the U.S. help in fighting Islamist insurgents as long as its territorial integrity was respected.
I've got some bad news for them.
That ain't the way that it works. So Nigeria has vast reserves of rare earth elements.
And there it is.
Yeah, as well as lithium, cobalt, and nickel, which are all needed for the battery stuff.
No.
I think this may be why this has come up now. But I think that the virtue signaling that Trump needs to do to his base is a big part of this as well. But
there's bad always, people. They're Muslims. They're killing the earth.
Yeah, that's right.
Who are they killing again? Christians. All right. Yeah, those guys. I love those guys. We got to stop them.
But the most amazing statement, of course, you'd expect the leader who has been complicit with these people to deny it. But I think the most amazing thing is the BBC. But, of course, we have seen how the British government absolutely detests Christianity. They're not killing people yet, but they're doing everything they can to shut it down. They're arresting people who pray silently. You've got other EU countries. We've got a former ministry official and has been elected many times to the parliament in Finland, and she has been persecuted, literally persecuted by the prosecutor there. The guy has come after her. This is now the third time. The first two times she took it to the Supreme Court and they unanimously shut down this guy. And so even though he unanimously loses twice, he comes back for a third time. And so again, this guy is not a prosecutor, he's a persecutor. So we see that Christianity is truly hated, especially by the British government. So BBC says, there is no evidence to suggest that Christians are being disproportionately targeted in Nigeria. Just an unbelievable lie. But of course, they do it all the time, whether it's about climate change or any of the rest of this stuff. Trump did not say which killings he was referring to, but the claims of a genocide against Nigeria's Christians have been circulating in recent weeks and months in right-wing U.S. circles. I've been talking about it for years. This is, you know, the dishonesty of the BBC is truly amazing. And of course, they're trying to institute their own Muslim caliphate there in the UK. Groups monitoring violence say there's no evidence to suggest that Christians are being killed more than Muslims. What groups are doing this? They don't name anybody. They don't talk about any studies. They don't quote anybody with this, except for some Nigerian officials. So they have absolutely no proof of this. This is some of the most dishonest journalism I've ever seen. And that's saying, you know, this is even for BBC dishonest.
There are no stabbings happening, says man holding bloody knife.
That's right.
We asked the murderers if they committed genocide, and they said no. So, you know, this is all an absurd conspiracy theory.
Well, they say the jihadists are...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spend it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Not targeting members of a particular religion, they'd kill people from all faiths. So there we go. BBC's excuse for why we should not be concerned about this.
Just so long as they're even-handed about it.
That's right. We mass murder everybody.
See, that's what made Hitler worse than Stalin. Mm-hmm. He had particular groups he disliked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're willing to murder everyone, you're fine. You know, when you start getting selective about it, that's when it becomes a problem. Otherwise, go for it. You want to murder 100 million people? That is totally okay, just so long as it's 100 million randomly selected people. That's fine.
Well, people that you don't like politically. You know, that's Mao as well, Stalin. So, the country of particular concern, what does that mean? Well, this is a designation used by the State Department to provide for sanctions against countries engaged in severe violations of religious freedom. And so, again, I think it would be justified to have sanctions. I think it would be justified to put the kinds of over-the-top sanctions that they have done with Russia, in the sense that, well, if you violate these sanctions, then we're going, and you trade with them anyway, then we've got sanctions against them. But if you don't abide and go along with our sanctions, we're going to sanction you as well. I mean, you could do that type of thing. There's many things that you could do to help these people, to get them out of there. But to send in the military is always their first response. And it is a foolish policy we've seen over and over again.
Mm.
Jihadist groups such as Boko Haram and Islamic State West African Province have wrought havoc in northeastern Nigeria for more than a decade, killing thousands of people, says the BBC. No, more than 40,000. A couple of million displaced.
Real quickly, just when people join the American military, I've known guys that went in there. What they wanted to do was they wanted to defend America.
Mm-hmm.
At least the guys that, you know, I grew up around, they were very much into the, you know, I want to protect freedom. I want to protect America. You know, we realize that's kind of bunk now. But when you're young and you've absorbed a lot of propaganda.
I saw that a lot with the Vietnam War, mm-hmm. right? Because we were told that it was really kind of a, you know, only one step away from a threat, direct threat to the U.S. because of the domino theory. And it was a Chinese communist that were doing it. So the people that I saw when I was a kid that were of draft age, they were going and they were gung-ho to go. And then as people started to see what was happening with the war and how it was being conducted by McNamara and Johnson and Nixon, then they started to wake up to what the real thing was.
Yeah, but it's just they sign up to defend America.
Yeah.
That's what their oath is about.
That's right.
Sending them to other countries to defend anything else is not part of what they signed up for. It is a tragic waste of their life and a misuse of it. It is taking their oath in vain and saying, yeah, I know what you signed up for. Yeah. I know what we promised you this was about, but we don't really care.
And that's what's different about this. We're not trying to make this into even an indirect existential threat to the United States, like they have done in so many, like even in Venezuela. Okay. These people, they're shipping drugs to lie, and they're killing Americans. Lie. And so we've got to go kill them. Lie. So we can not have regime change and not take over the oil.
Well, we're done with regime change.
Yeah.
That was killing me last night reading this. Tulsi Gabbard saying, we're absolutely done with regime change, guys. And you've got Trump in the White House sitting on Truth Social. Maybe some regime change. Maybe just a little bit. Might do a little bit of regime change.
Even talking about having the CIA, they're openly talking about using the CIA against them. And then the senators who are saying the same thing as well.
Yeah, which came first, the guns a-blazing tweet or her saying that we don't do regime change?
Yeah, that's right. Well, again, here's the BBC. There is no evidence that Christians have been disproportionately targeted. They just repeat this mantra about every couple of paragraphs. Meanwhile, you have on Fox News, they show pictures of jihadist massacres and the bones stacked in the mass graves. Even being conservative, it's probably 4,000 to 8,000 Christians killed annually, said Walker, who was a congressman. He said this has been going on for years, from ISWAP to Islamist Fulani ethnic militias. The Nigerian government has to be more proactive. They've not only been passive, they have covered up. Walker is a former pastor and a Republican congressman from North Carolina. Although he has not yet been confirmed, he already works with church networks across Africa to keep missionaries and local believers safe. There's absolutely no question about what's going on. And, the BBC has taken an absurd approach to push back on this. Systematically targeted information, they deny that the Christians are systematically targeted. This is the information minister, Mohammed Idris, told Fox News.
I question if Mohammed. A guy named Mohammed might be a little bit...
It is a religion of peace and a country of peace, right?
As we've heard. So,
anyway, it is truly amazing that they would take this tack. And like I said, I'm very concerned about it. And, we need to do something tangible to help people, not just say this is a problem. These are the wrong things. There's so many things that could be done. And sending in the military with guns a-blazing, as Trump says, is not the right way to proceed. So we're going to take a quick break. Do you want to read the comments here?
Yes, before we go. IRS Machine Gun, thank you very much, Big Support. Does anyone have 60 minutes to set and listen to me tell you how great I am? I'm assuming that's got to be about our wonderful president.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you a speech. It's going to be a speech about how wonderful Donald J. Trump is. That's me, in case you were wondering.
Con Think, thank you very much, Con Think. Really do appreciate the support. Move over, Monster Mash. It's time for the David Knight Christmas album.
Yeah, we'll be doing that pretty soon.
That's right.
Thank you for your support. And just to let everybody know, we went through and totaled everything up for the month, and I really do appreciate your support. We got up to about 82%. The gas gauge has not been updated. There's been a lot of things happening here. We've had a death in the family. And Karen's brother, who normally does that, was not able to get that stuff up. So anyway, just to let you know, and thank you all for your support. Thank you so much. I had the list put together of the names on Zelle, and I forgot to get it on my device. So I'm really ill-prepared today. So many things have been going on.
That's right. Today the show is ill.
Yeah.
Defy Tyrant, 1776. Trump cares about Christians in Nigeria, but helps murder Christians in Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
How can anybody believe anything he says?
That's right. That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what's going on.
Israel is no friend of Christians. I'm sure all of you have seen the videos of the Christians getting spit on and mocked and ridiculed when they go there to take the tours of the Holy Land to see, oh, wow, this is where Christ walked. This is a special important place. And the people of Israel, a lot of them hate Christians.
Yes.
They don't just have they're wrong. Think about it. They specifically hate Christians.
Yeah. They hate Christ.
Yeah. They are not They're not friends.
Well, the thing is that, you know, that's an aspect of it as well that's cost them a lot of. It's not just the Epstein thing. It's not just, you know, what's going on with the SNAP stuff and the farmers, but it is also what's going on in Gaza. And, you know, a lot of people realize that Christians have been targeted by Trump and his controllers. And so this is a reason for him to make a show of this.
Mm-hmm. We've got Bulldog. He says, peace or we will kill you. That's right. You're going to be good. I'll turn this car around. So help me. Denver Attaway. Oh, yes. The USA and Israel care so much about terrorism, having been the primary creators of it in the region, dating mm-hmm. to the events leading to the creation of Israel and the UK.
Yeah, that's why when they call people narco-terrorists, it's like, are you talking about the CIA? I mean, these are the people who run the drug war for their own benefit. They created crack cocaine. They did it so that they could fund their secret wars. And they're doing regime change and overthrowing countries all the time. So, yeah, let's start cleaning house here locally. Let's cast out the log in our eye before we look at the smaller fractions in other people's eyes.
The real octo spook. Nigeria's population is roughly evenly split between Muslims and Christians, with most estimates showing a slight majority for Muslims. Yeah, so they have a target-rich environment. There's a lot of people for the Muslims to attack. Defy Tyrant, 1776. Of course, the Muslim terrorists who are murdering Christians in Nigeria are heavily armed while the government disarms Christians.
Yeah, well, you know, the other part of this is that nobody is accusing the Christians of mass murdering Muslims. In Nigeria. Isn't that interesting? BBC doesn't say that. Well, we're killing everybody. That's okay. You know, as long as they're not singling people out and doing it as a hate crime. Because there's no hate in Islam, right? It's just a religion of peace. And so, that's okay. Except it seems to go in one direction, just like it does in the UK. And the BBC always makes excuses and lies about what's happening in the UK, just as the rest of the government does. You know, you get attacked by multiple Muslims, you know, stabbing you with a knife and all the rest of it. You're the one to blame because you said something or gave them a look. And, you know, it's your fault. And we have to apologize to the Muslims for the distress that your speech or your look gave them.
Yeah, the violence we're seeing in the UK and the massive violence we're seeing there is what you always see when you have a large number of Muslims. A large percentage of the population is Muslim.
That's right. That's right.
We have Hero May says, I lost my job recently and the SNAP thing was helping fill in the gaps. Just mm-hmm. saying.
Yes, that's right.
Very sorry to hear you lost your job.
I'm sorry.
We'll
yes.
be praying, and those in the audience, please pray for Hero May. Pray yeah, they find a job.
It is sometimes needed. I mean, I think the church should be the one doing that. But it's like I said with the breadlines, at a certain point where they're just pushing everyone onto it, you can't avoid that.
That's right. That's right. You know, the interesting thing, too, is that, you know, in terms of job losses and stuff, it's not just the people that were recently fired in terms of the federal bureaucrats that are there, but it's also the people that are still working. You know, the people who are the flight controllers, TSA, a lot of people like that, they're showing up en masse at the food banks trying to get food as well. So this is coming at a very bad time. And
when it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Casino. America's Social Casino.
It is, you know, everybody's pointing fingers at everybody else, but it just shows the big finger is how dysfunctional this government is. They have told you that they will fix everything. You know, every problem that we have needs to be done by the federal government and needs to be done by the government and needs to be done not even by the state or local government. It needs to be done by the federal government. Well, this is what that looks like.
Yeah. The real Octospook, Muslims tolerate no other beliefs and they must be converted or murdered. Yeah. Once they reach that saturation point in the population, they have no interest in coexisting. That's it's right. Going to be their way or the highway, and you're going to get out of their way.
Well, there's many different strains of Islam, and so and they do have different attitudes about that. And it is interesting. We see some individuals, there was a Christian testimony, I haven't gone over it yet, from a woman who was the daughter of one of the Hamas founders. And she became a Christian, had a very interesting conversion story. And so, you know, we want to understand this religion and not embrace it, understand the danger of it. We don't want to be foolish about this. But we also need to understand that it is, more than anything, it is a spiritual war. That should be our primary orientation. You want to disarm Hamas? Convert them to Christianity. That's what they really need. It's what Israel needs as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Soylent Goy says, a civil war seems contrived to me. Born of the propaganda created by the 1%, it's not conservative versus progressive issue. It's an oligarchs versus 99% issue. And that's what the 1% want us to ignore.
Well, I think there's a concerted effort. As a matter of fact, I've got an op-ed piece here. When we get into the class war, we've got an op-ed piece from Brandon Smith. And in it, I was very disturbed to see how he was become kind of a partisan tribalist. And I think that what is being done by Trump and by the Democrats and by the people who write about this stuff, I think they're carrying the water of these people who want a civil war. You're right. It is the oligarchs. It is the people in charge who want to have the Great Reset. And one of the ways that they do that is with a civil war. You know, before we take a break, I want to play this for you while we're talking about Muslims and what's happening. This is a call into a talk show in London, a woman talking about what it's like to live in these areas where the Muslims have come in such large numbers.
Oh, I live in the borough right next to Hillingdon.
Yep.
And I moved into my house in 2019. My local shop, there's been 3 stabbings, 1 murder since then.
Wow.
My friend was murdered last year up on the high street. Girl I know was murdered in Southall Park. The government are failing us. I'm so scared for my children. I have a 22-year-old son, and I'm begging him to move out of the country.
Oh, my goodness. I feel for you.
What are these politicians doing to us? They're putting our children in so much danger. They're putting everyone in danger, and they're not doing nothing to help us.
And that's the thing a lot of us feel. How many is too many?
They're pushing us.
It's the plan.
To do something that we don't want to do. We are peaceful people. British people never revolt against their government.
Yeah.
They're going to push us through it because they're not listening to us. Our friends, our family are dying. I had a cousin murdered 20 years ago who was stabbed to death and nothing has changed, Julia.
I'm so, so sorry, Sarah. I'm sure I speak for everyone listening and watching right now. My heart goes out to you. And that's the reality.
I don't leave the house without a man.
You're that worried.
Well, everyone I know is getting stabbed. They're getting raped in parks. This is where I live, not where the politicians live.
Do you think that's part of the issue? That they don't live in the real world?
Keir Starmer, if you're listening to this, please do something.
He knows exactly what's going on.
I'm petrified.
This is his plan.
The law in my life. I've been a law-abiding citizen. I've been a civil servant. Please do something. It's us that are dying on the streets. You talk about being racist. We're not racist. My sister's mixed race. I was a white child brought up in a mixed race family. Nothing to do with race.
Exactly.
To do with our safety.
Sarah, I mean, 100%. We agree with you every single word, and I'm so sorry. I'm sending you a big hug over the ether, and I'm sure everyone else is.
Oh, the ether. You know, they got the ethernet. Yeah, look, let's call a spade. We understand what's going on. This is a plan. This is deliberate. They're deliberately looking the other way. And if you complain about what's being done, they make you the enemy. We've seen this over and over again in the BV, in Britain. And so, yeah, we understand what's happening. And they have their means to get everybody set against each other. And the Muslims being brought into the EU was a big part of it. Here, there's also, you know, the immigrants that are coming in.
I also think it's important to remember, just like, yes, it is, again, you know, the oligarchs are the ones fomenting this, but they have created a class of people that hate you and despise you. Everything you stand for, everything you believe.
Yeah, that's right.
These people hate.
Yeah.
They would sell you down the river. They would throw you into a camp in a heartbeat. They would co-sign whatever the politicians, the elite, want to do to you.
That's right.
So it's important.
If you look at what has been done with media and entertainment, it's the same pattern I saw after World War II with Germans and Nazis. Okay, they were always the villains about everything, and you couldn't hate them enough, right? They were always portrayed as evil. That's what they're doing to white people in general now.
That's
the purpose of
post-World War II, as you said, almost every villain in a movie, a vast number of villains' movies were Nazis. It was the worst thing you could be. They were the most evil people to have ever existed. And then they started calling everyone Nazis.
Yeah.
They think it is okay under any circumstances. You just see a guy walking down the street and he's got a swastika somewhere on his body. You could kill that guy and they would applaud you. No questions asked. And that's how they view anyone with slightly right-wing policy.
Well, you don't have to have a swastika on it. You just have to have white skin now. That's what they've trained people. That's what all the CRT stuff, the Project 1619 was all about. That's what all this rhetoric that they keep throwing to people, training them in college now in K-12. They're training them to hate anybody with white skin. This is something that Bill Ayers and Bernardine Dorn, the communists, were doing this, the white skin privilege. They began with this and then just became white privilege. And this has been fostered throughout the schools, but it is that is their approach. Rather than listening to people, this is their approach to bring in dangerous groups and then support them and to protect them and then to attack you. We'll be right back.
Real quickly, Sprumford, thank you very much. That was very generous. Big
thank
support.
You so
thank you. God bless the Knight family. Travis, thanks for mentioning the general hate of Israelis towards Christians. I've never understood the ignorant support of the OG Christ haters by Christian Zionists. Yeah, it's very strange to me. And again, I don't want anything bad to happen to the Israeli people. I want them to find Christ. That's the best thing that can happen to anyone. Their geographical issues are nothing compared to their spiritual issues. That's a much.
And yet, when you look at the Christian Zionists, they don't, you know, they don't need Christ. They're Jewish. So it's their salvation by ethnicity.
Their bloodline isn't going to do anything to save them.
And so they are anti-gospel, anti-Christ.
Marky Mark, New Jersey. Wow. Thank you for the support. We're not going to be able to get out for a break. It says, if just war calls for ending war when the enemy is repelled, then shouldn't the U.S. have ended the war with Japan after Midway? The Japanese were soundly defeated and no longer a threat.
I don't believe that the nuclear bombs dropped on civilians in Japan were justified. Not by any means at all.
No, that's
been. And if their goal was to have complete capitulation and surrender, they could have used those nuclear bombs against the Japanese soldiers. They said, we have to fight them island by island. Well, not if you got nukes, you know. And, so there was another way they could do this. A just war does not target civilians, and so I do not agree with what Truman did, but I don't agree with the national security state that he created, the CIA, the NSA, and this whole idea of being the world's policeman. I think he was one of our horrible presidents. I don't think he gets enough credit for how horrible he was. We all talk about FDR and Woodrow Wilson, but he kind of gets a pass, and he doesn't deserve to get a pass. He was horrific. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Hello, it's me, Volodymyr Zelensky. I'm so tired of wearing these same t-shirts everywhere for years. You'd think with all the billions I've skimmed off America, I could dress better. And I could, if only David Knight would send me one of his beautiful gray MacGuffin hoodies or a new black t-shirt with the MacGuffin logo in blue. But he told me to get lost. Maybe one of you American suckers can buy me some at thedavidknightshow.com. You should be able to buy me several hundred. Those amazing sand-colored microphone hoodies are so beautiful. I'd wear something other than green military cosplay to my various galas and social events. If you want to save on shipping, just put it in the next package of bombs and missiles coming from the USA.
Tell Alexa to add the APS radio skill and have access to the best channels anywhere, from country to blues, classic hits to news. APS radio curates incredibly diverse playlists for you to enjoy. Get details at APSradio.com.
And now, the weather forecast with Greta Thunberg.
Hot!
That was the weather with Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, if you want to scare somebody, that's the costume to wear. She has probably scared more young children than Frankenstein, Dracula, Wolfman all combined. Yeah, hot. Well, here's something you should be afraid of, and that is the depopulation agenda that is behind all this climate change, the climate MacGuffin. Paul Ehrlich and his Land of the Living Dead. This is an article from whatsupwiththat.com. I said, always wrong, but never in doubt. Doesn't that describe these people, the climate alarmist? Welcome to the end is always near world of Paul Ehrlich, where humans are the problem, or at least everyone that does not see what the neo-Malthusians warn against. The Land of the Living Dead. Something to think about this Halloween. 50 years after the publication of his controversial book, The Population Bomb, biologist Paul Ehrlich warns overpopulation and overconsumption are still driving us over the edge. He's going to be undeterred, even when his billionaire backers like Bill Gates see the handwriting on the wall and understand that this position is no longer tenable or even needed because they now have the health MacGuffin that they can wage all these same things against us and do real population reduction.
This guy, supposedly smart enough to see this problem coming years back and write a book about it, can't tell when people have had enough.
That's right.
Yeah. And the narrative is shifting. This is supposedly one of our intelligentsia, one of our big brains, our thinkers.
One of the experts out there. A shattering collapse of civilization is a near certainty, he said decades ago. He said this is going to happen in the next few decades. And I can't tell you how many, how this really swept through high school. This happened in 1970, And I was in 10th grade, and I tell you, it was completely bought hook, line, and sinker by most of the people that I knew, including my best friend. It was, you know, Randy bought in all this stuff.
We got too many people. There's just so many people.
Due to humanity's continuing destruction of the natural world that sustains all life on Earth, according to biologist Professor Paul Ehrlich, Ehrlich remains as outspoken as ever. The world's optimum population is less than 2 billion people, he said. 5.6 billion fewer than on the planet today, he argues, and there's increasing toxification of the entire planet by synthetic chemicals that may be dangerous to people and wildlife, that may be more dangerous than the climate change. In 68, he predicted that hundreds of millions of people are going to starve to death. And in the 70s, a fate that was avoided by the Green Revolution and intensive agriculture, they say. So this is where they say, we saved everybody. So mission accomplished. We're not going to all die. Yeah. So that's part of what Bill Gates is doing. He's going to declare victory and move on to the health attacks.
That's the nice thing about not having a real enemy. You get to decide when it's over.
Mm-hmm.
You get to declare victory at whatever point you wish.
That's right. Yeah, if you were just jousting at windmills, you could say, well, I killed the giants.
Yeah, you're out there shadow boxing. You get to decide when you've knocked the guy out.
That's right.
You need to give me your freedoms. You already owe me for saving your life. If I hadn't been doing that, you'd be dead.
Many details and timings of the events were wrong. Paul Ehrlich acknowledges that today. But he says the book was correct overall. No, it wasn't. Population growth, along with overconsumption per capita, is driving civilization over the edge. Billions of people are now hungry or micronutrient malnourished. Climate disruption is killing people. Problem is that the real issue now is obesity and in the developed countries because of the kind of food that we're eating. It is a near certainty in the next few decades, he said. The risk is increasing continually. As long as perpetual growth of the human enterprise remains the goal of economic and political systems. As I've said many times, perpetual growth is the creed of the cancer cell. And so he sees us as a cancer. He sees humanity as a cancer. And when it was put out by the Gaia theory, Gaia was Mother Earth, a living, sentient organism, and human beings were the cancer.
Yeah, you can see that in The Matrix when Agent Smith is lecturing Morpheus.
Hmm.
You know what I've decided you are? A virus.
That's right. High population, high consumption by the affluent are driving a sixth mass extinction of biodiversity, upon which civilization depends for clean air, water, and food. Well, what's he concerned about? If we don't have clean air, water, and food, the people will die, problem solved, right? Well, the Epstein emails are revealing a money laundering probe that was taking place in the sex case. And it's also showing that Alex Acosta, the guy that was the so-called prosecutor in all this, helped to shut that down, lied about it at the time, and is still lying about it. This is the guy who was, again, the friend of not just of Trump. Trump put him in as labor secretary. It's interesting how all these strings keep tying Trump back to Epstein in one way or the other. Federal prosecutors expanded their probe into Epstein's sex crimes in 2007 to include potential charges of money laundering, an effort that included an outreach to one of the most important clients, according to documents and emails from Epstein.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moto Casino. Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
His personal Yahoo account, which they now have obtained. Usually that's the way they go after people, right? That's what they did with Dennis Hastert, the pedophile that the GOP selected, got him to run for Congress, and then elevated him to Speaker of the House and kept him longer than any other speaker. And it was the money laundering issues, saying that he had structured his withdrawals to avoid detection and that type of thing. But it was also the way they went after Al Capone. Right? Al Capone, they didn't get Al Capone for violating prohibition. They got him for not paying his taxes. It's always the financial crimes that they typically go after people for, except with Jeffrey Epstein. Then they don't want to look at the financial stuff. Don't show me the money. I don't want to follow the money at all. The lead prosecutor requested that a grand jury issue subpoenas for, quote, every financial transaction conducted by Epstein and his six businesses dating to 2003, the emails show. Prosecutors also subpoenaed major banks for records about Epstein's accounts and financial activities, according to two people familiar with the matter, who asked not to be identified to discuss a sensitive investigation. Marie Villafana, who was assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida at the time, even contacted Epstein's longtime wealth management client, Les Wexner, the Victoria's Secret guy, about the investigation. According to documents and emails, the previously unreported details of financial crimes probe were contained in a trove of 18,000 emails from Epstein's private Yahoo email account obtained by Bloomberg. It also includes Epstein's aggrieved typo-laden missives about the investigation to friends and business associates, including former chief officer, executive officer of the investment bank Bear Stearns. The money laundering probe adds a new layer to the narrative about how the government conducted its investigation into Epstein. It also raises questions about what evidence prosecutors may have gathered as they followed Epstein's money long before the public began demanding a full accounting of this case. A financial aspect also puts the spotlight on Alex Acosta, former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida, who signed off on the Epstein deal. Again, Trump picked him for labor secretary. And there's, 92, 94 people who have that same title in various districts around the country. What was it that distinguished Alex Acosta from the other 90-plus people that were out there to have Trump put him in as secretary of labor? He had no experience in labor relations, not as a corporate person, not as a union person, but he was just this attorney that had connections to Epstein. Last month, Acosta told the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform that he didn't recall any discussion of political financial crimes as part of his office's Epstein investigation. Yet, emails and documents from Epstein's Yahoo account show the prosecutors in his office discussed the financial crimes component of the investigation with Acosta and copied him on correspondence about it. Records obtained as part of the money laundering probe were stored in the U.S. Attorney's office in a folder titled Money Laundering, which contains attorney research and handwritten notes, according to a partial list of the government's evidence that was filed in a related court proceeding. So he would be lying about that. Ron Wyden said in a statement to Bloomberg that, quote, money laundering charges surely would have been a centerpiece of any serious prosecution aimed at bringing Epstein down for good. Yeah, because that's what they always do. Like I said, Dennis Hastert, Al Capone, you name it. That's one of the easiest things for them to do, is to come after people for financial crimes. I'm not saying that's justified. I'm just saying that's a trap that they have laid for everybody, and they typically make that a big part of the piece there. He added the decision to drop the federal money laundering case as part of the government's non-prosecution agreement was, quote, a staggering miscarriage of justice. These new details only raise additional questions about Alex Acosta's truthfulness. That's right. Another person in the Trump sphere lying to us about this stuff. And by the way, you know, as we keep seeing this fall by Prince Andrew, or should say the man formerly known as Prince, more stuff is coming out. A royal historian, Andrew Lowney, told the Daily Mail that Andrew had 40 prostitutes brought into his five-star hotel in just 4 days during taxpayer-funded trip to Thailand.
This made me absolutely positive they are keeping some secret medical technology from us. Because the fact the royal family hasn't dropped dead of some new bizarre STD.
Yeah, that's right.
After something like this.
Or just dropped dead from a heart attack.
Yeah. I mean,
40 prostitutes in 4 days. Yeah, Andrew Mountbatten, I guess that gives a whole new meaning to that word, has no moral boundaries. And exploited his role as trade envoy to line his pockets and to chase women, said the royal historian Andrew Lowney. He said the taxpayers funded his trip to Thailand, where he, instead of staying in the embassy, this is supposedly about trade or something like that, but instead of staying in the embassy, he demanded that they pay for a five-star hotel for him, and then demanded that they pay for 40 prostitutes to be brought in over 4 days. Charles had advised against giving Andrew the trade envoy role in 2001. I wonder if there's a record of that or if they're just trying to help to distance Charles from his brother in all of this. In 2001, he warned against it. He said he'll just chase women and play golf. Lowney claims that Charles was overruled by then Prime Minister Tony Blair and his ally Peter Mandelson, because there is no love for Tony Blair in the UK. So they can shift the blame from the Windsor family to Blair. And that's what they're trying to do. But again, this just underscores how tone deaf Trump is about this whole thing. He embraces it. And the more he embraces this cover up, the more you see how the people that he has brought in around him were all a part of this Epstein sphere, just like Alex Acosta, the so-called prosecutor. And then people like Alan Dershowitz, who was the defense attorney of Epstein. And Ken Starr, who, as I've said many times, I believe that what he did for Jeffrey Epstein was the same thing they did for Bill Clinton. You know, Ken Starr was supposedly this conservative, Christian, right-wing prosecutor who's going to come after everybody. And yet, his entire career was to cover for sexual predators. So Uber has a vision of...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
A dark, driverless future. A glimpse into the globalist control grid, writes, this is an article from basedunderground.com. I've talked about this for the longest time. There's a different CEO now at Uber. Again, somebody not from America. I can't even begin to guess how I would pronounce that name there. But
Dara Khosrowshahi.
I don't know. And I don't know what ethnic group that is, but, you know, the previous CEO was Travis Kalanick. And he was very upfront about the fact that he said, we have to replace that other dude in the car. That's why you're your taxi, your Uber drives are so expensive. It's because of that other dude in the car. Well, that's not it at all. You can just wait until they get rid of the people who are driving the cars and look at how much they go up on the Uber prices. But the whole point of Uber was to set up a driverless future and a globalist control grid. The guy who was the CEO of Lyft wrote a long op-ed piece. He was trained as an urban planner. Urban planners love cities, and urban planners who love cities hate cars. And that's what he said. He said, the city is the greatest invention of mankind, and the car is the worst invention. And he got that exactly the opposite way. The cars gave us mobility and freedom, and cities give us control. Yeah, give us a control grid. That's also what these guys are ultimately about.
He's Iranian, by the
way. Oh, okay.
He's an Iranian man.
Oh, okay. Well, he wants to run all of our transportation. And so anyway, they're going to...
about Travis Kalanick. He's a... Last thing I saw about him, he was talking to AI and talking about how he thought, oh, yeah, I'm really going to be able to use this to make some breakthrough in physics, and it's really smart. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Travis Kalanick in a psych ward at some point because the AI broke his mind.
Yeah, he's one of these people that has been taken in by the scam. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and as we go out, we had some interesting things that happened over the...
We also have a lot of comments.
Well, all right, go ahead and do the comments
before mind.
We go. Yeah,
Big
sure.
Brit is back again, says 10 people were stabbed on a train in the UK during the weekend.
Yes, that's right. That's right. I think I had I don't think I've got that in the thing here, but...
This was about the woman crying on the...
Well, she was in response to that. She was saying, it's so bad, let me tell you my personal experience. But yeah, there was the video of people running down the side of the train trying to flee the person who was stabbing them.
We also have Hiro May says they need guns, get a 3D printer or something. There comes a point where it's just, you know, if your options are death or deal with the consequences of what the government is going to do to you for defending yourself, you know, you got to weigh those options.
Yeah, so I was thinking what you're saying, can't leave the house without a man, and of course they can't have any kind of personal protection. You couldn't carry a hammer in Britain.
Mm. That's right.
Unless, of course, you're a Muslim that's out there to use it. If you're there to protect yourself, it's like that quote you use often, Travis, of the your punishment for carrying a knife is going to be different from the criminal's punishment under these authoritarian rules.
Yeah.
Well, just like they tried to do that 15-year-old Scottish girl when she's being harassed by that guy. And, you know, she said, I've got protection. And she shows, what was it she had?
She had a hatchet.
Or something?
I think she had a hatchet and a knife.
So. Yeah. So they came after her. Mm-hmm. Okay. Back off or I'm going to use this. And she didn't threaten him. She didn't come after him. She just showed, I'm armed, I'll protect myself. They came after her.
Mm. Yeah. A Syrian girl says, I really feel for old folks who are still living in the house or neighborhood where they always lived and don't have the resources to move out.
Yeah.
God, please help us. Yeah, yes. There's a lot of people who are in that exact scenario you described where that's just been their home and the neighborhood has changed around them to the point where it is unsafe for them, where every day is just a matter of, am I going to get assaulted? Am I going to get stabbed? Is someone going to kick down the door of my home?
Yeah.
And just, it's really sad.
That's right.
Fuzzy Mateo, you've been to Minneapolis lately. It's going on here, too. Don't fool yourself that somehow the U.S. doesn't have to deal with this. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little Mogadishu. People who live there talk about that, and that's the political base of Ilhan Omar, the Marxist Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's freaking out about Mom Danny and everything, but, you know, Ilhan Omar, she's connected to this Somalian crime ring.
Yeah, we are being overrun, and it's not just happening in Minneapolis. It's also happening in Texas as well. We've talked about that, how they're building all this. They want to build their own little compound city where it's, you know, all Muslim all the time. Mm-hmm. Mark Young, 12, that woman is what gun control sounds like. Again, the woman crying on the phone as she discusses the violence that she fears every single day.
Yes.
Guard Goldsmith, good to see you, Guard. And, of course, Guard hosts Liberty Conspiracy, which you can find at 6 p.m. on Rumble.
Yeah.
So go check Guard Goldsmith out. He says the very concept of overconsumption, quote-unquote, has a Marxist root.
Good point.
Implying arbitrary claims over others who have to determine for themselves in a market how much they want to consume based on price.
Yeah, the Marxists are going to be there to redistribute the wealth. And they're going to do it equitably, all to themselves.
Well, you see, we're post-scarcity, but only if you put me in charge and let me allocate where everything goes. Gard Goldsmith also says, higher consumption leads to higher price, leads to either conservation or new development.
That's right. Yeah. There's a market mechanism for it. Well, of course, over the weekend, we had the Halloween stuff, and they had the Great Gatsby Ball. We're going to talk about that when we come back, the Make America Great Gatsby Again, in a kind of 1920s, out-of-touch, elite decadence that we see at Mar-a-Lago. But people are also making fun of J.D. Vance, and, you know, this is, if you've seen this meme of J.D. Vance with a bloated face and this stare straight ahead. So these J.D. Vance memes are everywhere. And so J.D. Vance decided that he would own it and make fun of himself. And this is what he put out over the weekend.
Happy Halloween, kids. And remember, say thank you.
So, yeah, he has one skill that Trump does not have, and that is self-deprecating humor. But other people have humor.
That makes J.D. Vance much more dangerous than Donald Trump could ever really be.
That's right. That's right.
J.D. Vance is actually kind of likable. If you don't pay attention to who funds him and who he surrounds himself with, you see a clip of J.D. Vance, you're like, oh, wow, he seems like somebody I could get along with.
Yeah, very articulate, great debater, that type of thing. He is a dangerous person because of the Teal connection and other things like that, and because he is so adept at communication.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spend it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
But Donald Trump, even though he doesn't like to make fun of himself, other people do. This is Spitting Image, and they have Dr. Jerkle and Mr. Hyde.
It's Halloween, my favorite time of the year, but I don't like skeletons, particularly the ones in my closet. They're nasty.
They certainly are, President Jerkill. President Jerkill. Folks are spitting feathers about you being a bad man, killing them there Venezuelans. I abducted people on the street, and you refusing to release them Epstein files.
Those are all bad. So bad.
And then there's the sanctions, the personal vendettas, martial law.
I get it, J.D. I'm not as bad as I could be. Sad.
People really hate you knocking the shit out of the East Wing, sir.
I know, but things need to get far worse, and right away. Bring me my potion.
Your weird potion, sir.
Thanks, sucky.
What is it, sir? Where's that fruit in it, sir?
Changing. Becoming more petty. Even more of a jerk. Crueler. Everybody sang it, by the way.
President Jerkill?
No. I am President Hyde. Take this down. Round up all Canadians and turn them into bacon and see how they like it. Crucify Sleepy Joe Biden on the Statue of Liberty and charge him for the nails. And castrate anyone who didn't vote for me, including Melania. Get ready to run for my third, fourth, and fifth term. And nuke Caracas twice.
golly, President Hyde! You call meaner than a grizzly in a tin shit house. And what about the East Wing?
When it comes to total mindless destruction, there's only one man I can turn to.
I am BB, Hellraiser.
Mr. Hellraiser, you've raised the West Bank, can you do the same with my East Wing?
Ah, the suffering. The sweet, sweet suffering. Shall I destroy it before the next correspondent's ball?
No. Jury, try my potion.
Needs more evil.
Yeah, well, you know, Trump might be just the guy for that. He was the one who said, we'll send them in guns a-blazing. How sweet that'll be. You know, he just owns it, doesn't he? Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I was working on the news late one night, for my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For the monsters had rehearsed, to my surprise, the tactics to inject what they'd devised.
It was a jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
You had a mask.
I caught on in a flash.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab. From the DARPA labs in the Castle East, to the FDA, where pharma vampires feast. The ghouls rehearsed before 911 how to poison us, which is what they've done.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
The monster spike.
He'll put you on a slab.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab. Big Pharma was having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Fauci, Donald, then Biden.
Whoa.
The scene was a lockdown, all were fearing the news. Whoa. Supply chains were broken, we were singing the blues. Whoa. The coffins, they told us, were about to arrive. Whoa. You can see it all on Channel 5.
It was the jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
You wear the mask.
It'll put you on a slab.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
Whoa.
From the Oval Office, his voice did ring.
Whoa.
Hospital cash registers went ka-ching.
Whoa.
When people caught on to keep on the lid, they
Whoa.
Said, whatever happened to the Wuhan lab?
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
The monster spike.
He'll put you on a slab.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
Whoa.
Now everything's cool. Lab leak's part of the plan.
Whoa.
Their alibi echoes throughout the land.
Whoa.
For you, the living, they will try it again when they
Whoa.
Get to your door. Tell Big Pharma, no more.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
The monster jab.
The spike's a graveyard stab.
The monster spike.
It'll put you on a slab.
It is the jab.
The monster is the jab.
Mask.
Easy here goes. You ain't catching me some more.
Mask.
Monster mask.
Wait a minute. Where am I?
Sorry, Jefferson. The scoundrels who put America on central bank fiat currency used our heads on their coins as some sort of trophy. Despicable.
This is outrageous. Washington, I spent my life fighting centralized power. Now the Federal Reserve monopoly parades us around on their monopoly money. Tell me there's some good news to all this.
Well, there is a coin they can't control. One that isn't backed by the Fed, but backed by the Fed Up, the all-new David Knight Show commemorative coin. Now patriots can support a show that won't sell out with a limited edition coin that's sure to sell out quickly.
They say money talks, and this coin has something worth listening to. The truth doesn't need inflation, only support.
Thank you.
listening to The David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome back, folks. We've got some comments here. Jerry Alitalo says, poor ex-Prince Andrew can no longer wear his gaudy, fake military uniform around with medals and now has to live in a countryside dump of a house. I know. I feel so sorry. Yeah.
I don't know how many rooms this one's got. I mean, he got kicked out of the 31-room mansion.
Surely he couldn't get 40 prostitutes into his new home. So
that's right.
That's going to be a struggle.
Yeah, with 31 rooms, you could put a prostitute in almost every room and have a couple left over.
Yeah. Well, especially since, I mean, it was 40 over a few days, so average out like 10 a day. You can easily fit 10 prostitutes into a 31-room home.
That's right.
They wouldn't even have to see each other. Audi MRR, Trump's approval ratings are in the toilet, but he seemingly doesn't give a crap.
Is that the marble toilet in the Lincoln bathroom that it's in the toilet of? I don't know.
Real Octo Spook says, I hope we see more of that from Lance talking about the monster jab.
Yeah, I do AI too. Video. We're going to try to do that a little bit more on a regular basis here. Question is, are Democrats trying to start a civil war? Well, of course they are. And so is Trump, right? Both of them are trying to do this. This is from Brandon Smith. And I've interviewed Brandon. I've covered many of his articles in the past. I was kind of surprised, though, by his take on this. There's this partisan trap that everybody seems to be falling into, and I think Brandon has stepped in it as well. He says, whenever you delve into the modern history of internal national conflict, you're bound to come across post-crisis accounts from people who said, we never saw it coming, or the violence hit us from nowhere. Generally speaking, these were the people who weren't paying attention, they just happened to survive by sheer luck. I would say that maybe they weren't paying attention because they were caught up in a partisan cult-like mentality. He said, I think this dynamic a lot of days when I see a large contingent of American society, perhaps 25% of the population, which has been radicalized or brainwashed beyond all reason or repair. I would agree with that. But then he sees this as only a left thing. I would agree with him. It's probably about 25% of the people who are hardcore Democrat propagandized cult members. But I'd say there's easily another 25% of the people who are the same on the other side, on the MAGA side. He said these people, and he puts leftists, but I would also say MAGists as well, operate deep within a protective bubble of propaganda and zealotry. Is that not true of the MAGA people as well? They function within a hive mind that does not deviate from the demands of their gatekeepers. They cannot be reasoned with, nor that can they be satisfied. And then it's really their leaders who lust for power and the suffering of anyone who opposes them. Is this not the Trump administration? You know, we look at things like the Epstein files. We look at what Trump has done on Snap. He has basically played himself into their hands. He has shot himself in the foot. And I think this weekend shows it better than any other time. Anybody that wants to think that Trump is a master 4D chess player, you must have been completely asleep Friday
no one
and
could
Saturday.
Have shot themselves in the foot better. The best shot. Went right through. Clean. Very clean.
Yeah, it truly was. I mean, you know, while he is saying that there is no way that he can release emergency funds from the USDA, think about it. This is the guy for whom everything is an emergency, except when you got children on welfare, food stamps, which is not any fault of their own. It's their parents' fault, if you want to put it that way. But it's not necessarily, when we look at this, again, we have, and I'm talking about the people who have been on this incessantly, not the people who are on it temporarily because of circumstances in life. Circumstances in life can overwhelm all of us. I would say at one point in my life, I was pretty arrogant about that type of thing, and God gave me some life examples to show me that it can happen to anybody. But I know plenty of people who say, oh, that'll never happen to me, right? These are the same people who think that, in a sense, they think they're never going to die as well. But apart from that, you know, when you look at the what is going on with this, and he's just going to cut off these kids and cut off these people who basically have become dependent on this, and he's got to know how this is going to look. He's got to know how it's going to be used by his opponents, but he does it anyway. And then he doubles down with a great Gadsby party on Friday. The night before, he's going to cut off all of the food stamps, the SNAP program. Just amazing to me. How could you be any dumber than that? But it's just that he's not dumb. He just is thinking that the people who follow him are that dumb and that tribal. As he points out, he said that, you know, I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue that'd still vote for me. And as Michael Keaton pointed out, he says, he's telling you you're stupid when he says that. And that's really what he thinks, I think. One can see, getting back to Brandon Smith, he says, one can see the immediate difference between the sides. Conservatives are so independent that we fight constantly. We might agree on basic values, but in terms of policy and action, we rarely shake hands. But he says for the political left, any disagreement with the majority leads to immediate ostracism. I would say that that is not what we see anymore with the MAGA equation now. It isn't about principles. It's not about conservative values. It's not about the Constitution or the rule of law. It's about loyalty to Trump. And just like these people on the left, you must be loyal to their DEI agenda or their LGBT agenda or their CRT agenda. And if you're not, you have to be ostracized. And you have to be anti-racist. You can't just not be racist. You have to oppose yourself in like these communist struggle sessions. But the same thing is demanded on the right. You know, you just can't not be a leftist. You must be anti-leftist, right? And all the rest. And you must be anti-against, more importantly, it's not about the philosophies. It's about you've got to be anti-against anybody who doesn't love Trump. So you must declare your loyalty and love of Trump. And then if you don't do that, and if you don't hate anybody that you say has Trump derangement syndrome, they'll come after you. That is the delusion of the right, the Trump delusional syndrome on the right. And so ostracism, that's what these hive minds demand. They do not tolerate individual rebellion. They do not tolerate debate. They don't care about issues on the right either. The question is, can communist subversion be defeated without using authoritarian measures, he says? Is a constitutional republic equipped to deal with this kind of threat? Let me just say, Brandon, we long ago passed that question because the, you know, what this is what the technocrats are saying. Well, we want to have a libertarian society, but we're going to have a benevolent dictator who's going to do it. That's why they call it the dark enlightenment. You know, we're going to have to go dark here, and we're going to have an authoritarian who's going to lead us there. So that's what he's saying. He's saying, you know, maybe these guys are so bad, we're going to have to go through a period of dictatorship. That's what they want you to think. They don't realize, and it is kind of interesting because Brandon has made a study of the left, and what he seems to have missed is the whole idea that major tactic of the left has been to goad people on the right into a reactionary dictatorship. This was the stated goal of people like the Bader-Meinhof gang and the Red Brigade in Germany and Italy. We later found out that was Operation Gladio. That was actually being run by NATO. But what they said when they were shooting people in the streets, particularly CEOs of corporations, they said, we want this to get bad enough. We're engaging in terrorism because we want the government to overreact to terrorism. Okay, the kind of stuff that you see being done now with ICE and all the rest of these things. So we create a problem, and we want the government to overreact to that problem in a way that going to become dictators. And then people will revolt against the fascist dictator, and then that's our opportunity to step in. Do you see how that works? The 1-2 step? I mean, come on, wake up. This was NATO that was doing this. But it's also what the Marxists want to do. They want to have terrorism because they want to bring to power a right-wing fascist authoritarian government, which is why he's saying, well, you know, maybe we need to have that. Maybe there's no way to get these leftists in line unless we have some kind of an authoritarian fascist government. And then when you do that, that paves the way for these people to come in. And he says, is the Constitutional Republic equipped to deal with this kind of threat? When somebody wages war on your society internally, is there a way to fight them while remaining civic-minded? Probably not. This is the excuse that he's giving that will be used for the people to say, yeah, that's why we've got to get rid of the rule of law. We've got to suspend the Constitution. And we're going to have to do it, I don't know how long, but we'll bring it back someday. Guess what? You get rid of it, never coming back. Most of it's gone anyway. But now they don't even make a pretense of lip service to it. So you get rid of the rule of law so that you can get rid of your enemies. Is that not the groupthink of the right that he is reflecting right now? It absolutely is. I couldn't believe it when he put this stuff in. I mean, I really thought he had more discernment than this. What we're witnessing in the U.S. and Europe today is, in every way, a Marxist-communist insurgency. I agree. And yet it was a false flag Marxist-communist insurgency that was doing this, that was being run by NATO in Operation Gladio. He said, now we see the authoritarian reactionary disaster that they wanted. It's now come to fruition, and you got people, even people who were students of history, who don't see this. Whenever activists cause harm or death, he says, the media and the political leaders immediately move to defend that action.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Now, on the right, what that looks like is whenever the law enforcement people create harm or death, immediately the right wing comes in to defend them and says, well, you have to do that because the radical leftists, you should always support the law enforcement officers no matter what they do. I mean, over the weekend, these people were out there just to show that it's a game to them, I guess. They were wearing these ICE guys were, instead of wearing their usual masks, they put on Halloween masks. You know, so they're going to attack people wearing Halloween masks. It's just disgusting. I'm absolutely disgusted with these people. When asked why Democrats are continuing down the path of militancy, their response is that Trump is a dictator and a fascist. Yet these same people can't seem to come up with a single legitimate example of how Trump is acting like a dictator. Hey, Brandon, I can. I've got a long list of what he's doing. If you think that getting rid of the Constitutional Republic is a dictatorship, We got a long list. So he goes, how about using the National Guard in U.S. cities? Well, you have to do it because they're disrupting ICE operations. Well, what is ICE doing that people are pushing back on? Is there anything that the federal government could do that that people should not engage in civil disobedience against? I absolutely disagree with him. They have destroyed the rule of law. I mean, just like Posse Comitatus, for example. We know how this works. So anyway, then he cheers the drug war, which is truly amazing. U.S. troops, when they're killing people in Venezuela, they're just countering drug smugglers. And this is all being blown out of proportion by Democrats. No, what's being blown out of proportion are people's votes and their lives without any due process. You have the audacity to cheer extrajudicial killings like this? What does it matter with you? This talk about a hive mind. It's taken over people who used to be rational, like Brandon Smith. I can't believe it. It's just amazing to me. Take this thing to the logical extreme, the drug war, the UN drug war. Do you realize that's where it came from, Brandon? It came from the UN. Do you realize it's never worked? Do you realize what it has done to the rule of law? How they have used it as an excuse to militarize the police, to destroy the Bill of Rights and due process? It's just amazing. And now they want to use it for an actual war. And it's not going to accomplish. You see all this stuff happening. These people still got glassy eyes saying, yeah, we got to stop drug use. I agree. But you don't do it this way. I never needed the DEA to get me off of drugs, to stop me from using drugs. I stopped it myself. And it's an educational issue. It's a spiritual issue. It's not a law enforcement issue. Trump is already being held accountable for a prolonged shutdown of EBT, you know, the SNAP stuff. Well, I just got to say how disingenuous it is for the Trump administration to invent emergency after emergency after emergency so that he can act like a dictator and avoid the rule of law. But then when there is a situation like this, he says, no, I can't release those emergency funds. That's what they're there for. He can't help the farmers. He can't help the people who are on food stamps in the U.S. But he can certainly help Javier Milei in Argentina because, you know, they're buddies. They party together, things like that. So he that's a top priority for him. They get on that right away. But, you know, when it comes to a problem that affects farmers or the poor people on welfare, I can't think about that right now. Yeah, we'll get to that later on. But it's not an emergency. So they fought it. They said, legally, we can't do it. When have you ever heard Trump in this administration saying, I don't think legally I can do that? That's never an issue. Whenever there's a law against something, he declares an emergency and does what he wants to do. Except this time, when it's a real emergency, he says, I can't do anything because the law is there. So it's just unbelievably disingenuous. So the Democrats are pouncing on Trump for his completely blind. He doesn't realize how people are going to take this. Or maybe he just doesn't care, right? It's like shooting somebody on Fifth Avenue. His great Gatsby party that he had on Friday night. And you've got people like Newsom. I mean, please don't put Newsom in office by your idiotic actions. Saying that Trump just doesn't care about you, right? He doesn't give a damn about you is what he said. And that's what it looks like to everybody. I think that is true, actually. So he's tone deaf. It's bad optics, and he's absolutely blind to how everybody sees this. Democrats pounced on Saturday as photos emerged from Trump's lavish Halloween Great Gatsby-themed party at Mar-a-Lago, where they deemed tasteless on the event of SNAP benefits running out for millions. Yeah, you'll never hear the end of this, by the way. And I think rightfully so. You know, this is going to be featured in all of their campaign videos. It's going to go over and over and over again. Because
Donald Trump thinks you should be allowed to eat cake.
Yeah, yeah. All the way through, everybody's referring to that. You know, the contrast of the decadent opulence of the French Revolution and the decadent opulence even of the Great Gatsby situation. That was even the way that the author described it. F. Scott Fitzgerald, when he wrote about when he kind of summarized what he was writing about in The Great Gatsby, he said, they were careless people. They smashed up things and creatures and then retreated back into their money or their vast carelessness or whatever it was that kept them together, and they let other people clean up the mess that they had made. Boy, if that doesn't describe Trump and his billionaire cronies, what does? It's only fitting that they would be so arrogant and isolated from everybody else that these elitists, you want to talk about the elitists running the world? Okay, here they are right here, folks. Hey, MAGA, wake up and take a look at this. And so again, Gavin Newsom says, having a great Gatsby party while SNAP benefits are about to disappear for 42 million Americans, he doesn't give a damn about you. And that is absolutely right. And then, you know, what he was doing on Friday was he was focusing on the renovation of the Lincoln bedroom bathroom, an all marble renovation of the bathroom. He said, I renovated the Lincoln bathroom in the White House. It was renovated in the 1940s in an Art Deco green style. Totally inappropriate for the Lincoln era. I did it in black and white polished statuary marble. So he's very proud of that. It's kind of, you know, what was happening with the Charlie Kirk thing. You know, reporters ask him, and say, what do you think about Charlie Kirk after he was murdered? He says, oh, that was horrible. Oh, by the way, have you heard about the ballroom that I'm doing? I mean, it's like, you know, oh no. But meanwhile, you know, anyway, as Jeremy Clarkson would say, so they would crash and go, oh no. Anyway. Well, anyway, and that's the way he's doing it with this as well.
And on that crushing disappointment.
That's right. Another person, Democrat commentator, said this is very on brand for him. It absolutely is. So the question is, you know, we want to get people off of welfare, okay? But again, everything that he does, when he does it cold turkey, you know, we let these people set up these supply chains that are stretched all over the world and so forth, and it evolves into that. You can't change that. I understand the issue of having shorter supply chains for national security and other things like that. We want to have jobs here at home. There's a lot of different things that could be done. As I said, you want more jobs here at home? Get the foot of government off the neck of the businesses. It's the regulation. It's the taxes that are killing us more than foreign competition. The biggest problem that I learned this from growing up in my home where everybody had a business. They weren't talking about the competition. They were always talking about the oppression from government and how difficult government was making it. Constantly adding more and more burdens and regulations to make it impossible to do business. So that's the real issue. You know, the enemy are us. The enemy is the U.S. government. And they need to do something about that. And when you look at the bigger part of the issue, you know, what they have done in terms of, you know, Lyndon Johnson's great society. I hate it when people use great. It seems like it always. That ought to be G-R-A-T-E. But anyway, what he's done is he's created this vast welfare state of 42 million people. And they ought to look at the government's role in creating this. And then with an orderly transition and a path for people to be able to do this, rather than Trump's role is just to come in and kneecap everything and everybody, cut it all off all at once. And that kind of abrupt movement is just total chaos. And even worse, to say, well, we're going to stop this, and then we're going to start this other thing. Then he doesn't start the other thing. Then he changes it like he's doing with the tariffs. That indecision is the worst aspect of it. The only people who were positive about this was News Nation, their White House correspondent. And remember, when they put out the rules for coverage of the Pentagon, News Nation was the only one that said that they would sign that rule. And so here they are.
Sir, yes, sir. How high?
It's a sycophant again. It was a little party. Never killed anybody, right? And, of course, they will not criticize, News Nation will not criticize Trump when he does kill people, when he does blow up people and ships.
Real quickly, I just want to say it's important to acknowledge that there are two separate reasons people are looking at this and saying this is tasteless. There's this Marxist grasping envy of, you're taking my free stuff while you're rich.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Mm-hmm. Give me your money.
Mm-hmm.
Which is important not to give in to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to realize that you can be upset about him wrecking the economy through his policies, making it impossible for people to earn a good living, and then flaunting this in their face.
And all he's doing is he is building up the Marxists who want to take everything from us. He's building up Newsom. He's building up the opposition. We know what they want to do, and it's horrible. And with this kind, with the optics and with his abrupt moves that he's doing, and his emergencies for everything except for this, that's what he's doing. He's setting us up for the Democrats again, okay? And he's going to hand the baton off to them, just like you saw, like Lance did in the video. He hands the torch over to Biden. He's in the process of handing the torch over to the next Marxist Democrat right now when he's doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah, we don't want to... It's the elite, the rich, are very dislikable. They have all these different reasons that you should dislike them and be concerned about what they're up to. But the amount of money they have isn't one of them. It allows them to enact their agenda. Chances are they got it through immoral means. Chances are it's very difficult to make $1 billion ethically. I agree with them on that point, where chances are...
And when you look at what these people want to do with a technocracy, right, it is these people who are insanely wealthy, and they want to make sure that they control everything. It's not enough. It's always got to be just a little bit more, as John D. Rockefeller said to the reporter. So it's never enough for them. They've got to have everything. And that's their plan. They're just like the Marxists. So when you do this kind of stuff, what he's doing is he is strengthening the Marxists that are out there.
Mm. And that's what I see so much of is there's people in the libertarian right that are upset about the policy behind what he's done and what it's caused and the damage it's inflicted. And then there are just the people on the left that are mad that Donald Trump is rich and they don't have that money. Why does he get that money and I don't get that money?
That's right.
And that is...
Socialism is built on envy, okay? And you want to build socialism... He did this kind of thing to make people angry about the decadence that he engages in.
Him just having a large quantity of money is not reason enough to dislike him. And that's what we see in so many of these leftist circles. Is just, you could see it with Luigi Mangione. People not knowing anything about the case. People not knowing anything about why he did it or how bad the insurance company was. They're just like, the guy was rich. So, hey, shoot him. Who cares?
So Trump gets on social media and he says, I don't think I've got the legal authority to pay people using the emergency funds from SNAP. Again, like I said, first time you've ever heard him say, I don't think I've got the legal authority. First time you've ever heard him say that about anything, isn't it? And the first time he's never wanted to use an emergency either. So this is so Newsom and the rest of them are using this and really making hay with it. The Democrat Party said the emergency reserves in the SNAP program were meant exactly for a government shutdown and other funding disruptions. Why do we think that? Well, because it's literally written into the bill. Why did it take a court order for the Trump administration to do the right thing and prevent Americans from going hungry? Why did the Trump administration say, we're not going to release SNAP funds, sue us? Why did it take a judge saying, this is clearly written in the bill? That these emergency funds would be used in the case of a government shutdown to feed Americans. Why did it take that? And then again, we have the president, while that is all happening, tweeting photos of his newly gilded bathroom. So this is a Democrat who went on with Fox News, and the Fox reporter that was there, Hunt, when she said that, she said, sure, they don't go hungry. We have a president who tweeted photos of his gilded bathroom. And that left the reporter, Hunt, at Fox, scrambling for words. He said, moving on from that as quickly as we can. He was so flummoxed that he said what he was thinking. You know, we got to move on from that as quick as I can. He actually said it out loud.
This so. Just the dichotomy of things going on. Just imagine some poor soybean farmer. Just his business absolutely decimated by what's going on.
That's right.
With this, just comes up to Donald Trump, hat in hand. You know, Mr. President, I believe that you're trying to do the best for us. I voted for you. I truly have faith that you are trying to help us as a people. He goes, yes, that's great. That's great. Have you seen my new bathroom? It's gold. It's very great. Yes, I know you're suffering. That's too bad for you. My bathroom is great.
That's
yeah,
right.
We have a video on the deck of a farmer saying essentially that, not to Trump, but of obviously Trump wouldn't be bothered to go listen to a farmer.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to get to that in a moment. The luxury gap. Trump is building his palace as Americans face going hungry. This is The Guardian. And this is something else that was said by one of his opposition. In America, we don't build palaces, you see. This is again, the king and his palace and all the narrative. Trump is feeding all of this stuff. And I think he is doing it because that's the role that he was chosen to play. It is a civil war that they're trying to push us into. It is a class war that they're trying to push us into. So again, he's out there whoring with the super rich in order to fund a $300 million ballroom while cutting food aid for those on low incomes. It threw the president's architectural folly into sharp relief, says The Guardian. Again, they're leftist socialists. They're playing the class warfare card. And Trump is giving them all of the ammunition that they need. Truly is, as they portray him as an out-of-touch king along the lines of the French Revolution. It was a feast fit for a king, from gold-rimmed plates on gold-patterned tablecloths decorated with gold candlestick holders. They gorged on heirloom tomato panzanella, salad, beef Wellington, and a dessert of roasted Anjou pears, cinnamon crumble, and butterscotch ice cream. On the 15th of October, Trump welcomed nearly 130 deep-pocketed donors, allies, and representatives of major companies for a dinner at the White House to reward them for their pledged contributions to a vast new ballroom, now expected to cost $300 million. Think about how this thing has inflated, right? It's only been kicked around for a few months here, and it's already gone from $200 million to $300 million, a 50% increase. So, again, they go back to Louis XVI, Marie Antoinette, who spent lavishly at the court of Versailles, or to Ferdinand and Imeldo Marcos of the Philippines, who siphoned off billions while citizens endured deepening poverty. And everybody, for her, it wasn't the marble bathroom or the gilded ballroom. For her, it was her collection of thousands of shoes, or however many she had, I don't know. Now America has a jarring split screen of its own between an oligarch president bringing a Midas touch to the White House and families going hungry, workers losing pay, farmers going broke. This is what he's bringing to us. You know, the interesting thing is that, did you get the Hillary video that I sent this morning, Lance?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay, so Hillary is, there was a clip from Hillary and a quote from Hillary saying, somebody needs a president like Trump who can't be bought. Because he bought her, right? I guess you figure he can't be bought. He's got so much money. But that kind of tells you something about both Hillary and Trump, doesn't it?
I know. I bring him up all the time, but G.K. Chesterton has a very good quote relating to this.
Yeah.
Relating directly to the rich man, he says, you know, people look at the rich man and say, we need to elect him because he cannot be bought. But the truth is, about the rich man that he is rich because he has already been bought. He already sold out preemptively before you ever saw him, before he got to this station where he is, where you're looking at him saying, that's the guy we need because he's got billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. He accumulated those billions of dollars by selling out everything he held dear, all of his values. Everything you hold dear is just something to put up for auction for that man, something that he can sell away from you and take from you.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
I'm paraphrasing.
Christ said the root of all evil is the love of money. It's not money, but it's love of money. And you know, quite frankly, the left who doesn't, you can still love money if you don't have it, right?
I remember someone said it's just a lot more fun when you do have it.
That's right. So, you know, the socialist revolutionaries that are out there that are envious of this. So socialism is built on envy, and it's built on the love of money for people who don't have it. We want it so badly.
Which tends to make them even angrier and more bitter and less pleasant to be around.
Yes. Here's that image you sent.
Yeah, there it is right there. Hillary Clinton in 1994. We could use someone like Donald Trump as president. Someone who could not be bought or changed. Well, I don't know, but I think he's been changed. The only thing that hasn't been changed with him is his diapers.
It's nice to really know stink. That 1994 Hillary Clinton and modern day MAGA voters share the same opinion, apparently.
Yeah, that's right. For years, Trump has cultivated the image of a blue-collar billionaire. Last year's presidential election, he beat Harris by 14 percentage points among non-college-educated voters, doubling his margin in 2016. Yet he grew up in an affluent neighborhood of Queens, New York, joined the family business as a property developer, received a million-dollar loan from his father to get started. He attached his name to luxury hotels, golf clubs, and achieved celebrity through the New York tabloids, and as host of the reality TV show The Apprentice. And especially with wrestling. I mean, you know, he was there with Vince McMahon doing a lot of wrestling stuff. So that's what the image that he carefully cultivated through The Apprentice and through professional wrestling. But here's a newsflash, guys. He's not an anti-globalist either. It's not just that he's not a blue-collar.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Doesn't have affection for blue-collar people or farmers or whatever. He's also not an anti-globalist. He's also not a Republican. He's been a lifelong Democrat. And he still is a Democrat if you look at his policies. He's tax and spend. He wants foreign intervention all the time. He wants the LGBT promoter and a deviant with all that. He's a gun-grabbing, war-mongering world policeman type of guy. He is a Democrat in everything that he does. I mean, to me, you know, the Republican Party used to stand for limited government and limited involvement in other countries. At least they would campaign on that regardless of what they did. They would campaign for a laissez-faire foreign policy as well, especially economic policy domestically. But not Trump.
I also have to say, I am so thoroughly sick of this relatable billionaire shtick they all seem to be going for.
I know.
Oh, look, Mark Zuckerberg is a regular guy. He wears t-shirts and puka shell necklaces, and he's just a normal guy. No, he's not. Mark Zuckerberg will never have to worry about money for the rest of his life, ever again. Mm-hmm. He never has to devote a single thought to it. This whole relatable shtick is sickening to me. This guy could afford the most...
some kind of a weird power trip, too, because otherwise a normal person, if they had that kind of money, they would just relax or help other people or anything, mm-hmm. except these guys got to get more, got to control the entire world.
They wouldn't have become billionaires in the first place. They wouldn't have gotten that opportunity if they were normal people.
Yeah.
And it's just, the average person is closer to being the destitute bum on the street than they are to being Mark Zuckerberg or Donald Trump or any one of these guys. And again, this isn't about envy. I'm not sitting here like, oh, Mark, I should have Mark Zuckerberg's
money.
They've
been sold a fantasy image on TV, and they bought it. You know, this is like somebody believing in when they see Harrison Ford. He says, I'm so sick and tired of that song that follows me around everywhere. The da-da-da-da, da-da-da, you know, it's like, I'm not Indiana Jones. Stop it. That was a role I played in a movie. And yet people, you know, Trump openly embraces these roles that he's put himself in.
It's just no more relatable billionaires. You guys can afford everything. I'm tired of people sitting there pretending, oh, look, he's just like, he's not. If this guy wanted to, he could afford the most ridiculous excesses. If Jeff Bezos wanted to launch a peacock into space, he could. Think about that. If Jeff Bezos wanted to be the first man to put a peacock in space, he could do it for no reason other than he could.
Yeah, well, yeah,
and that's the type of thing I wish they would indulge in.
He already kind of did that with those women that he claimed that he sent up in a capsule.
A more worthless endeavor even than a peacock.
Yeah, they were peacocks, but it's a question as to whether or not they actually went up.
It's just like, back in the day,
that
we
stuff
used to have
the door. Were,
like Howard Hughes, in my opinion, was a more respectable billionaire because he was crazy and everyone knew it. He indulged his eccentricities and insanity because he could. And that's what these people have hidden from us. Their insanity is darker and deeper, and it is buried and hidden.
That's right.
But it's down there. And it's not just, oh, I'm not going to cut my fingernails. It's, oh, I'm going to poison the world.
Yeah, strike to the best.
People like Peter Thiel and others will hide behind libertarianism and the free market as though that's what got them their money, as though they weren't, you know, bought and paid for agents of the state.
That's right.
It's not a criticism of the free market to criticize these billionaires.
That's right. Trump has successfully branded himself as a voice of left behinds in towns hollowed out by industrialization. I wouldn't say industrialization, hollowed out by government. Because this is The Guardian. They're taking the leftist viewpoint. And so he was able to sell them Make America Great Again nostalgia. And they don't realize that what's killing America is the government that he wants to make a bigger part of their life and to take over more of their life. His speeches are peppered with aspirational promises that his policies will guarantee his supporters a share of the nation's wealth. Let me just say to MAGA, America became great because it didn't have government. When government became great, America diminished, and it's continuing to diminish. And it is utter folly to think that you're going to have some kind of a government savior who is going to act like a benevolent dictator on your behalf and make government even stronger, even more centralized, even more controlling of your life. That is not going to make America great again. It's going to make America something it never was. Trump voters turned a blind eye to the largesse of his first term and how it might benefit his family, but it was clear from his inauguration in January, when he was surrounded by the tech titans like Jeff Bezos, Tim Cook, Elon Musk, Sundar Pichai, and Zuckerberg, that part two would be different. Trump has made a personal profit of more than $1.8 billion over the past year, according to a new financial tracker run by the Center for American Progress think tank, which says the lion's share came from launching his own crypto ventures while he was shutting down regulation of it. Sources of income include gifts, legal settlements, and income from a $40 million Amazon documentary about Melania. In May, Trump said that he would accept a $400 million luxury plane from Qatar and use it as Air Force One, despite concerns that it could violate the U.S. Constitution's emollients clause. Again, you didn't hear him say, I don't think I'm legally allowed to do that. He says that when it comes to giving food to poor people, as the government has been, has gotten everybody accustomed to. So in October, it was reported that he was demanding the Justice Department pay him $230 million in compensation over federal investigations that he faced, well, that he claims were politically motivated. They were politically motivated. But not a penny to the people January 6th who suffered the far worse than he did. They went to jail. They were tortured in jail. Not a penny to any of them. And not a penny to any of the farmers that he shot with his tariffs. But he's going to write a check for himself for $230. He said, hey, it's kind of interesting. I can write this check to myself because it's my Justice Department. I'm going to tell them what to do, and they're going to pay me $230 million in compensation.
You would think that even from just a PR perspective, as someone who is as rich as Donald Trump is, he could at least look at it and say, the Jan 6 people have suffered greatly.
Yeah.
They were the ones that really suffered through this. It wasn't me.
No.
I'm going to force the Justice Department.
That made him president. Mm. Okay, he benefited from all that stuff. And so if it cost him $230 million, he ought to just look at that as a
cost of doing business.
Cost of his campaign. He never spent a day in jail. He was never tortured in jail.
No, but he should look at this and say, I'm going to force them to pay, but I'm going to distribute this $230 million among the January 6 people. This is going to be recompense for what they suffered. The DOJ stepped way out of bounds. They were obviously entrapped. The FBI has admitted it, despite what other people are trying to say. And just from a PR perspective, he could look at that and say, this will buy me so much goodwill.
But he doesn't care about them because he already fleeced those people before he sent them to January the 6th. He fleeced them for $250 million.
It's his second term.
Yeah.
He's got nothing to worry about. These people are still in his pocket despite the fact that he sold them down the river.
That's right. And he picked their pocket on the way. He got $250 million from them in order to do a legal fight, which he didn't really do. And he made more money after the election than he did before.
But this is just... from every perspective other than the most directly beneficial, like what makes me the most money, giving away this $230 million to the victims that really suffered would earn him so much goodwill. It would reignite his base. It would give them something to point at and say, look, see, I know you guys have been complaining. I know he's been doing some stuff, but look at what he's really for the people. Look at what he's doing. He's got no interest in that.
No.
He didn't even, mention it as one of those things. Like sometimes he'll make these throwaway comments. You'd be like, that would be a good idea if he did that. He doesn't do it, but sometimes he spitballs a good idea. Never, not even once has he brought up something about that. When was the last time he even mentioned the January 6 people, as far as I'm aware? I haven't heard him talk about them in months.
They didn't even have to go to jail. As I said many times, he could have preemptively pardoned them. Mm-hmm. And his apologists in the press were saying, he can't do that. No, it was done when the Insurrection Act was put in. The Insurrection Act was put in to punish people had fought for the Confederacy, and the president at the time said, that's it, I'm going to pardon all these people before you get a chance to do that. And then, of course, it also happened with Gerald Ford, who pardoned Nixon before they indicted him. And then we see after that all was in place before, before Trump had that opportunity to help these people for 2 weeks. And then you had, afterwards, we see what Biden did in terms of preemptively pardoning his son. Trump doesn't care about...
if Biden can preemptively pardon a crackhead degenerate, Donald Trump could have pardoned these people that were roped into and suckered into this.
Well, as bad as pardoning a dopehead degenerate like Hunter Biden, you had Gerald Ford pardon Richard Nixon. I mean, I don't, who's worse? I don't know.
Well, when the president does it,
that's right.
It's not illegal.
Yeah, or when Hunter does it, it's not illegal either. So anyway, he's all about funding his ballroom, but all of this money that's being transferred, it's not being funded, of course, by the taxpayers, but by the new masters of the universe. This is government folks by, for, and of the technocrats. That's what Trump is about. And in terms of what he's getting out of this, we keep seeing this over and over again. He's using public power for private gain. You can see it over and over again in what he does. Good example of it, I think, again, is that 60 Minutes thing. His, we got people who are sore losers, but he's a sore winner. And so his ego was hurt. He thought that they unfairly edited the stuff. They released it and saw that you could see that they did not edit it to make Lala Harris look good. And it was not deceptive the way that they had edited it. But still, rather than fight him, you had the owner of 60 Minutes gave him the $16 million because she wanted to sell the company, and he was using...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns.
With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Public power, the FCC, to block that sale. And they blocked the sale and twisted her arm into settling with him for $16 million. Right there, that's public power for private gain.
Got a comment here from Trump Burger. It says, but Trump pardoned Lil Wayne and Roger Stone, though. And it's just...
So probably pardoned P. Diddy.
Yeah.
And I think he is building up to pardoning Maxwell. Because he's just that arrogant. He thinks that he can do that and his people still won't abandon him. We'll see. Millionaires and billionaires wine and with him and dine with him, and everything is fine with him because it's public power for private gain. They're not donating this money because it's a nice thing to do. There's some sort of benefit to them. And I tell you what, it's not just that it's going to be a great place that we can go party when we go to Washington. As usual, the best investment you can make as a politician, you give politicians money and you wind up getting 1,000 times the amount that you gave them back. We've seen this over and over again. You give somebody millions, you get back billions. You give them thousands, you get back millions. We see this. This is the way the game is played. This is one of the ways that these people got to be so wealthy. So this is interesting. John Zogby, and I put off playing that clip of the farmer to this point, because John Zogby, the pollster, said for the first time in quite a while, Democrats have an opening with rural voters. Medicaid and SNAP are infrastructural necessities in the poorest counties. And without programs like this being funded, you're not just talking about hurting poor people or rural people who are invisible. You're talking about shutting down hospitals and clinics that matter to people. And then add to that the farmers were struggling, as they always are, and then he adds the tariffs like gasoline to a burning fire. And this is what one farmer is saying about this.
This is my 39th crop. I started in 1986, the year I graduated high school. I could plant an acre of beans in 1986 for $30. It irritates me that you don't have the guts to acknowledge that the people do not pay the tariffs. I don't care if it's John Deere, Case, Caterpillar, all that stuff is outsourced overseas. And the guy that pays it is the guy that purchases it. I can buy a bearing for a combine, and it's made in Taiwan or who knows where. Parts have over doubled in the last year, if you can get them. The dealer at Marshall has a backlog for almost 4 months because they can't get parts because of Trump's stupid tariffs. I think agriculture has taken a heck of a hit on a lot of misinformation, and he is not helping the farmer. I mean, we farm about 3,500 acres. We are going to be so far in the red. When are you going to stand up for us instead of kissing his ass for these trade deals? And the tariffs. More so the tariffs than the trade.
Well, there you go. Right? It's the tariffs that are hurting them. And it's tariffs are hurting domestic manufacturers as well. Here's a farmer saying, I can't get parts for this stuff. It's incredibly expensive, and we can't get them anyway. And that's Trump's tariff program that's there. But it's also doing the same thing to people who want to manufacture things domestically. They can't get the parts to manufacture domestically. We don't have a vertically integrated country. We have a supply chain that has for decades been incentivized to spread all over the world. And I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I'm just looking at this as to whatever is most efficient. It's the government that thinks that we need to be vertically integrated within the country. But this doesn't vertically integrate us either, right? His policies are stupid in the sense that they don't accomplish the stated purpose. You want to have domestic manufacturing? Well, people can't do it. They can't pull themselves up by their bootstraps. They can't get the parts that they need here. So, yeah, they do have an opening in the rural areas. And I don't want to see the Democrats in power. I want to see some traditional Republican policies put in place. But Trump is not a traditional Republican. He doesn't believe in free markets. He doesn't believe in free trade. He doesn't believe in free speech. He doesn't believe in the Second Amendment. He doesn't believe in the rule of law. He doesn't believe in due process. He believes in war and control through emergencies, except when it's an emergency for the people. Then he looks the other way. So you have Soros's soy boy, Bessent, was on with CNN's fake Jake Tapper, and Tapper hit him on the optics of Trump's Great Gatsby bash. I guess we could say we're going to make America Great Gatsby again. the kind of decadent affluence that is shown with that. So Bessent served up a healthy dose of whataboutism with Jake Tapper, when he was asked about the optics of Trump's Great Gatsby party. Obama told the crowd this last week that Trump had been focused on building a $300 million ballroom. And he says that if you don't get an invitation to the next White House shindig, you can always watch the festivities on Trump's live feed on True Social. And so Jake hits him with these comments to see what he's going to have to say. And he says, Tapper said to Bessent, he said, "I've heard Republicans even express concern about the optics here of parties and lavish ballrooms and such while a lot of Americans are hurting. What is your response?" He says, "Well, my response is that Democrats should reopen the government. And, you know, I believe Obama played a record amount of golf for any president. So, you know, I'm not sure why he's out there throwing stones." You know, that it's unfortunate. We've got 52 Republican senators who voted to reopen the government. And two brave Democrats, and I'm calling on five moderate Democrats to be heroes and reopen the government. But the reality is that if you look at in terms of golf, maybe we've got a new metric here for bad presidents. Obama did play a lot of golf. In 8 years, he played 333 rounds. In 5 years, less than 5 years, Trump has played 377 rounds. So maybe that is a good metric of bad government. Because the person who holds the record is actually Woodrow Wilson, who I would put right up there at the top for really, really bad presidents. He played 1,200 rounds of golf during two terms. And so it remains to be seen whether Trump can play as many rounds of golf as Woodrow Wilson. Maybe he'll create something like the Federal Reserve in place of the Federal Reserve. We'll see what happens. But it's not just limited to Trump and his corrupt parties. He's also got a lot of corrupt people in his administration. People like Kash Patel, for example.
A breaking new report indicates that FBI Director Kash Patel used a $60 million jet, this one right here, to ferry around his 26-year-old girlfriend to a wrestling match and then back to her home 1,000 miles away. This can all be seen in publicly available flight tracking data. So as the average American struggles to put food on their table, the government shutdown goes on day 29. Kash Patel is using our money to ferry around his girlfriend.
Yeah, he's cashing in, just like his name. So Bessent
says,
does
he really not have the money to pay for his own girlfriend's flight?
Yeah,
it's just,
that's right. To go to a wrestling match, of course, right?
We're ruled by such interesting people, aren't we?
Never took a girl on a date to a wrestling match.
I can't say I have either. I have to ask my wife.
Yeah. So, anyway, Bessent said SNAP food benefits could restart by Wednesday. Well, that may be because we've had two federal judges in Massachusetts and Rhode Island ruled on Friday that they have to use the emergency funds to pay SNAP benefits. They said that's what it's there for. It's there in the document, they said. So, again, this is Trump saying, I have to obey the law, when he's not obeying the law. And he's saying that it's not an emergency when it is an emergency. He's turned this whole thing upside down. He's got nobody to blame but himself. So by the end of the week, Democrats will be responsible for millions of Americans losing their food stamps due to their refusal to pass a clean continuing resolution, says Zero Hedge. This is whataboutism to the nth degree. Yeah, Trump could be smart, and Trump could have blamed them, but instead, he, just like with the Epstein thing, he makes it all about him, right? It all becomes a Streisand effect. And so, pull up this article, Lance. This is the one from Zero Hedge. Bessent says SNAP food benefits could restart by Wednesday. I want you to show the New York Post. This is their optics. They've got Schumer with his head down, and they say they don't give a chuck. Food benefits for poor run out Saturday, but Dems still won't open the government. Okay, so that's what the conservative approach is right there that you can see. Now, is that going to be more effective than Trump partnering with a Great Gatsby crowd and Kash Patel going to wrestling matches with a private jet, spending millions of dollars on that?
All right, so personally, I think even if you can't get the government back open, let's say these nasty Democrats are holding everything hostage and you're just hamstrung, there's got to be something you can do. Why not at least put out some executive order saying, like, all right, the regulations on food disposal have been a bit too tight for years. It leads to massive waste and loss because these companies, the second it's an hour out of date, they take it off the shelves and they have to throw that stuff away. Mm-hmm. We're going to acknowledge that perhaps it's been a bit extreme, and we'll waive those laws for now and let these companies start donating this food to certain places, and we'll give them some kind of tax incentive write-off for it. You donate a bunch of your somewhat spoiled food to these food shelters, they can assess whether it's still viable, and you get a write-off for it. And these, you know, food starts getting put out to these people. How about that? There's a little bit of...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Solution right there.
Yeah.
I mean, people start cutting regulation that makes this impossible.
Even when you look at the farmers who are hurting because they can't sell their stuff to China, how about the government buy up some of this stuff, right? Help the farmers buy some of their food, hand it out to other people. But like we saw with the lockdown, where farmers were destroying food on their farms because of the government intervention, and then people couldn't find any on the store shelves. Kind of a situation like that. There's so many different things that could have been done that weren't done. You got MSNBC talked to a food bank director who said, for every meal that a food bank provides, the SNAP program provides 9. There's no way that we can meet that gap. And just like I said before, you know, just like, you know, tearing apart the fabric of the supply chain that he's doing with his tariffs that are on again, off again. You know, we look at this and there is, you know, this kind of abrupt change without any kind of transition, without any concern for the welfare of the people that it's going to affect. This is what has been the hallmark of Trump. His means are just purely destructive, with chaos as the object appears to be, and with no path forward to improve things or to have structural change. As I said before, you know, we got a lot of people recently fired from the federal government. They're showing up at these food places as well. They were on the SNAP program. And then you've got TSA agents that are showing up, even though they still have a job. They're not being paid because of what the Democrats and Republicans are doing. But Trump can't figure out a way to make this work for him. Instead, and the Democrats aren't having to do this to him. You know, the Democrats are just sitting back and watching him self-destruct. And he's not just self-destructing himself, he's self-destructing the opposition to the Democrats. Massive lines for free food as federal workers go unpaid during the U.S. shutdown. And so, as all this is happening, we had a lot of AI videos that went out where they put people saying they were going to riot and so forth. And one, there was a large article with a lot of different videos that were on social media. This woman wrote, it's actually done by the reporter, was Alba Cubas Fantauzi. So she posted videos that were all done by AI about SNAP beneficiaries threatening to loot stores and the government shutdown. Now, they're not all done by AI. And that's the problem. You know, when people put out this kind of stuff without vetting it, and they jump the shark, and I used to see that at InfoWars all the time. What they do then is they make the real story unbelievable. You know, there are people who are out there saying that we needed to loot and so forth, but what this does is it inoculates them against that. It was originally headlined, SNAP beneficiaries threatened to ransack stores over government shutdown. And we saw these types of stories on InfoWars and Breitbart and other places like that. I have seven different baby daddies, and none of them no good for me, said one purported SNAP recipient, except this is all done by AI. The site was promptly called out for running with phony video, and one seven-minute video titled Fox News Got Duped by AI and Lied About It, the Bulwark's Tim Miller trashed the site for horrific news judgment and falling for the fake footage. After getting called out, the headline of the post was amended to read, AI videos of SNAP beneficiaries complaining about cuts go viral. The change was accompanied by a brief editor's note at the bottom, saying this article previously reported on some videos that appear to have been generated by AI without noting that. This has been corrected. So people who were complaining, CNN and others were calling them out on it. Not sure if I've seen anything like this before. Fox fell for the AI video, basically rewrote their whole story when called out. Again, they were following many MAGA sites that were doing the same sort of thing. And so some states are trying to do this. As a matter of fact, when you look at Virginia, not that I'm not a fan of Glenn Youngkin, but Glenn Youngkin saw this coming probably before anybody else, and he started talking about what they're going to do in Virginia to stop this from actually happening, and, you know, measures that could be done at the state. And so there are some states that are working on this. A majority of states actually enacted some sort of contingency plan ahead of the scheduled benefit end. Many reallocated state funding to food banks to prepare for the expected strain on resources, while others compiled a master list of food security resources at local and regional levels. Several states, including Alabama, Alaska, Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Montana, Nebraska, and Texas, confirmed that benefits would be disruptive, but have not appeared to enact any supplementary measures. And so that story goes down on a state-by-state basis. Sarah Huckabee Sanders has decided that she's trying to move this in a private way, in a private direction, and she refers to it as her 1033 initiative, referring to Luke chapter 10, verse 33, talking about the Good Samaritan, and that the Samaritans he traveled came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. And so what she's trying to do is to set up a pilot program that would help people who are in difficult times to try to get them to where they can feed themselves rather than just keeping them on a roll forever. But it is still doing, still government doing what Christians should be doing. And she even references that, but she's taking the responsibility again. It was
The government makes it so difficult to engage in actual charity.
Yeah, they do.
That whether it's simply,
they have rules about the food that you can hand out to people. Yeah.
Or whether it's simply the amount of money they take from you and the difficulty they give you in filing your taxes in all these other ways. They make it hard for you to give money. It's much harder to give money when the government is taking a huge portion of it. You've got less disposable income, so you can't sit there and go, oh, well, my friend really needs help right now. You're sitting there thinking, I need help right now.
That's right.
It makes it so much more difficult to engage in charity.
That's right. Well, and again, you know, they're not going to give you, tax credit for taking care of something. They're still going to tax you. They're going to get paid first. And I've said that for the longest time in terms of both health care and education. If those are so important that the government needs to take them over, that the federal government needs to take it over, how about if they let us pay for it first before we send our money to them? But no, they're not going to do it that way. Question is, why are 42 million Americans relying on SNAP benefits? This is a story on Zero Hedge. 42 million Americans, a number larger than the entire population of Canada, depend on government-subsidized groceries. It wasn't until LBJ's Great Society Project in 1964 that food stamps slowly became a permanent mainstay of American life. By 1969, food benefits were in full swing, yet only 1.4% of the population used them. Strict eligibility requirements kept the participation rate down until 1977. Candidates had to have a gross income below the poverty line. I think now you can get it if your income is like 130 or 150% above the poverty line. You can still get food stamps. Able-bodied adults without children were largely excluded. College students and immigrants were barred from the program. Able-bodied adults had to work or to be in training. Monthly income and expense verification were required. Food stamps were paper, and that created a shame factor when you started paying in food stamps. So they got rid of that, so nobody knows how you're paying. Just because someone was under the poverty line did not mean that they could qualify even. Most of the barriers have been absent from SNAP in the past few decades, which is why the percentage of users spiked from 1.4% to as high as 15% of the population. Today, the rate stands at 12.5%, which is still extraordinarily high. Approximately 19 million SNAP users have been on the program for longer than a year, and over 80% of people on the program are able-bodied and below retirement age. See, what happens is this safety net becomes a trap to entangle you in it, to create a dependency. We could see that with everybody when Trump locked everybody down and put out the stimulus program. That's what they want to do with universal basic income. It is universal welfare program for everybody.
There also comes a point where you basically are a sucker yourself if you're thinking, you know, I'm going to go out and work for Walmart. I'm going to make minimum wage, and I'm going to be exhausted. I'm going to work long hours. I'm not going to get to spend time with my family. And this guy is going to sit home and do nothing and collect a check that's more than mine.
That's right.
And just you're sitting there. It's like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Why am I putting up with the indignity and abuse that I suffer at my job daily when I could sit back, do nothing, and enjoy my life more? And they have made it so that life is difficult. It's hard. It's stressful. And you're sitting there thinking, man, I could just kick back. Sure, you know, maybe, you know, I'll have to economize certain areas. Maybe I'm going to have to deal with the strings that come attached with it. But I'm already dealing with all these other strings in my life. If I'm just trading one set of strings over here for this set of strings, who's to say they're not going to be better than what I'm dealing with?
That's right.
And it's very easy to understand how this becomes just a lifestyle for these people, something they don't have any interest in getting away from. Well, it's like any job I could be qualified for, any job I could get, they're going to pay me less than what the government gives me for nothing.
And then the government is doing this because it wants control. Same reason that it wants public transportation and not private cars. They want the control over your life. And so this article from Zero Hedge then goes through and references a bunch of these AI videos that were fake and said, and here's an example of people that should not be getting any of this stuff, and they were AI. But this does not mean that SNAP needs to be shut down entirely. And even if you shut it down, it shouldn't be shut down.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time.
From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Abruptly, give people a chance to transition. I guess transition is not something that's in the vocabulary of the Trump administration. If the program was relegated to the elderly, the disabled, and short-term support for people in emergencies, then the cost could be reduced dramatically. The fact that 80% of food stamp users are able-bodied and under 60 years of age is mind-boggling, not to mention the fact that 1.8 million non-citizens that took SNAP in 2024, the same people that don't exist, according to the Democrats. Again, this is what I've said from the very beginning. You know, why do we have this welfare magnet to pull people in? Say, come here, we'll give you free rent, free housing, we'll give you free food, on and on. The U.S. spends over $100 billion annually in food subsidies, the largest food welfare program of any nation in the world. No other single country comes close. Perhaps greater attention needs to be paid to who qualifies for this program, which with far more requirements and obstacles in place, says the Zero Hedge article. As a matter of fact, we have one out of every five kids is at risk of losing SNAP in the shutdown. And it shows the flaws in the federal program, says Reason. This is how they have woven their tentacles of dependency within society, just like they tried to do with the stimulus check and the lockdowns and other things like that. When you got kids whose parents are on this, it's not any fault of the kids, and they're the ones who are going to suffer as well. Yes, Lance?
Just you see these leftists talk about how we need to make America like these successful socialist countries in the Netherlands or wherever, you know, the one that they talk about the most. I forget which exact country.
Sweden or something.
And if you look at it, though, the actual per capita amount, the percentage of people's wealth that gets taxed away is smaller than in the U.S. In a lot of these, you know, so-called socialist countries.
Yeah, that's right. Because they, you know, we're putting so much money into the military-industrial complex as well. We spend more than everybody else combined.
Yeah. There's also the fact that, from what I've heard, I'm going to preface this by saying I've never been to Norway or Sweden or any of these Scandinavian countries people love to praise for their socialism. But from what I've read and what I've seen, it's seen as kind of a shame to be on the social benefits, on the social welfare. It's not something they're proud of. It's just simply there in case you need it. They have a hardworking culture. And when you end up on welfare, most people see that as, I need to get off this. Mm-hmm. I need to work hard. I want to work hard and earn my keep. It's simply there.
These European countries used to have a market economy that let them build up the wealth that they're now living off of.
And it's quickly going away.
Yeah.
So you have a much smaller population. You have a homogeneous population that gets along with itself fairly well. And you have a culture that prioritizes not living on welfare. These are incredibly different things from the welfare system that we have here. It's still not good. I don't support it. It is still socialism, but it explains how they've been able to kind of carry on with it for so long. And especially considering the fact that America has been footing their military budget for years, so they don't have to worry about that. They're free to chuck all that money the welfare way.
That's right.
So,
well, you know, this Reason article basically looks at two things. First of all, instead of it being a temporary assistance for somebody who needs it, okay, this is a program that the government is anxious for more people to get enrolled. They would love for everybody to be on it, quite frankly. And so they look at it from that standpoint, and they also look at it as a failure of centralization. So anything worse than a socialist state is a centralized socialist state, I guess to paraphrase it, because they're saying a lot of these things could be handled more effectively if they were at the state level. And I would say at the local level. And I would say if they were being handled by individuals as it used to be handled in the United States, who when somebody had a need, and that can happen to any of us, when somebody has a need, the community comes together. The churches come together, and they can see that somebody really needs this rather than just gaming the system and getting lazy. That's the reality that is being lost here. But Benny Johnson got an article written on Zero Hedge because he said that we need to require this, the recipients to reapply and prove that they're U.S. citizens. I've been saying that for the longest time, the welfare magnet. You know, how about we just, right there, you cut off 2 million people who need to go support themselves, maybe go back to their own home where things are cheaper for them if it's too expensive for them to live here.
No, they want
live at our expense.
They want masked ICE people to just go to random Americans and create problems. They don't want any actual solutions.
That's right.
Where they're checking if someone's a citizen at critical points such as getting SNAP benefits or when they're arrested and let go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's another thing, is they set up these no-win scenarios where, realistically, the government has a point. If you're taking the government's money, the government should be entitled to know if you're one of its citizens collecting its benefits. So they set up this problem where you're looking at it and you're like, well, logically, it makes sense. The government does want to know who you are. It does want to make sure that you're not a leech from another country here to suck out the substance.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives them this probable cause to go, look, we got to give this ID to people.
Right.
We've got to give it to them. See, it's the illegals' fault. They're all over the place. We've got to know who's a citizen or not. And it's just this back and forth that they play with.
And whatever it takes, you know, give them the back of your hand, whatever it takes.
It's always these false solutions to the real problems. It's, yes, we've got a major problem with immigration, so instead of deporting these people when they're arrested, we'll let them go and then have a separate police force that tracks them down and also harasses American citizens while they're at it.
Yes, that's right. Well, Travis, let's take a look at the comments here before we take a break.
That's right. Tunnel Lord 1337 says, is that an AI background singer? It's obviously edited, but it sounds real. You can hear the inhale before each line is sung. That's actually my wife.
That's right. She did.
That is
she
my
did
wife.
That. Yeah. So, did a great job of doing that, just a couple of takes.
So. Yeah, she's actually a very talented singer. She's very good. She spent a lot of time training it, had original aspirations of going to Broadway, but, you know, things change as you get older, so that didn't happen. But she has a very, very pretty voice, very good singer.
Yes.
Jerry Alitalo, Gulf of Tonkin 2.0/Venezuela, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, I think we should call this war the Vinny-Nam. It's just... It's beyond, I just can't believe watching this thing developing in slow motion as the carrier group is moving to Venezuela. I guess that's when it's going to happen.
Audi MRR, cutting SNAP benefits while bragging about a ballroom is mocking the people.
That's exactly right. He's doing it in their face. And you got to believe that that is intentional. I really do think, you know, when you look at what the Democrats did for Trump, you know, James Carville said, stop it. You're going to put that guy in office. You know, and I was saying the same thing. And it let him skip all the Republican stuff. And the Democrats put Trump in. The optics of all that stuff that was happening. And Trump is now going to return the favor because they got to keep changing teams there so that you don't see that the real problem is. You got to be blinded by your partisan loyalties there.
Mm. Yeah. Angie Oswald says, I agree, David. God delivered me from my obsession with drinking alcohol, not the government or any of its programs.
That's right.
Well, glad to hear that That's you good. Have been delivered from that.
Yes. Yeah, we mention this frequently when the topic of prohibition comes up, but people die of overdoses of illegal drugs in prisons all the time. It's
That's
a
right.
very common cause of death in prisons. So clearly there is no level of restriction that can actually stop this.
The drug war will never save anybody. What it does is it creates more intense versions of the drugs. We even saw that in alcohol prohibition. And it destroys the rule of law. It corrupts the government. And you know, it's just one bad thing after the other. But it doesn't accomplish the main purpose. We've got to get off of that.
Yeah. The real Octospook says, let us face it, half the cost of your living or more is government taxes, tariffs, fees, fines, charges, licenses, etc.
Yeah, that's right.
The government is an equal partner in your life. Well, then they better start going out and picking up some groceries, because...
No, they're not going to give you the groceries either. Yeah.
The real Octos food. Government produces nothing and is all of our largest expenses in life.
That's right.
And if you don't
pay
them...
And it's your biggest competitor in business, too. You know, it's usually people that start to go in business, usually they run afoul of some kind of government regulation, or they get behind in taxes somewhere.
And there's a billion different government regulations making it impossible. You'll never be able to know everything you're doing wrong. So basically, you are sitting there waiting and hoping that some government bureaucrat, some officious little tyrant, doesn't come in and say, oh, looks like you didn't hold up your end of the bargain on code 92A subsection C. We're going to have to ding you for that. As far as I'm aware, there's so many different regulations that every business is just sitting on who knows how many violations. New Republic Rising 83. Trump's timing and habits of divisiveness favor communist and authoritarian regimes. They salivate at the opportunity for inner division in the U.S., riots, looting, the possibility for civil war.
That's right.
Timed non-tides. There's envious socialist revolutionaries, and there's those who want justice to hold the guilty accountable. Will we damn both as if they're the same, just bow out and keep from being thought associated? No, I think it's just important to make your grief.
Well, I will damn all the socialists because it's a damn ideology that needs to be damned, and it is horrible. And you can have a grievance with government, but if you want to correct it by putting in socialism, that's only going to make things worse.
Yes, I think it's just important to make where you stand clear. Like,
when it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I have grievances with the police. I want them reformed. I want changes made, but I'm not going to stand up and go to a Black Lives Matter protest where they're protesting the police either, because their reasons for protesting are wrong and different, and any reform they would enact would make things worse.
Yeah.
Senior Garcia, today's black culture was specifically created to keep us divided. The blacks are actually unknowing victims.
So, in fact, when you look at the Black Lives Matter stuff, okay, that whole movement was set up to keep there from being a solution. If you're a minority and you want to fix something that you are suffering at a greater rate, okay, what would you want to do? You would want to make common cause with everybody. Because there's more people who are white in terms of absolute numbers, not in terms of percentages. And this is what the left and the right, you know, they talk about the fact that the right will say there's more white people that suffer from police brutality. The blacks will say we have a higher percentage of people who suffer from police brutality. Both of those things are true, but either one of those can be selectively used to push forward your agenda. But instead of people coming together and saying, why don't we stop this? Why don't we have a different set of rules for these people to follow? Instead, what they did was they made it only about skin color so they could keep the division there. And they could keep the division there so that nothing was ever done or changed about the police and the way they interact with people.
Audi MRR. For those who have forgotten, Hillary Clinton recruited Trump to be the GOP nominee.
Yeah.
She was instrumental in the media elevating his profile as exposed by WikiLeaks.
He's a Manchurian candidate for the Democrats, yeah. If there ever was one. Absolutely.
I clarified that was in 2016. High boost. No more free handouts. I support the government. Snap, shut down, shut allware, welfare off, all of it. And I agree with you in principle in the sense that the government does not have the authority or the right to be doing this.
That's right.
But I am piteous of the people that are dependent on it.
That's right.
I do not want them to starve. It's a very difficult situation. They've created this sort of no-win scenario. Things have to be moved
just
slowly.
Just like with the tariffs. There are people, there are farmers, there are manufacturers in the U.S. who are dependent on this system of a global supply chain. And if you're just going to cut it off right now, that's just a plan for chaos and unrest and destruction. And that's the way I see what Trump is doing with everything.
And
by abruptly doing it.
I would say it's like the withdrawal from Iraq. You know, we should never have been there, but you can create more problems with how you fix the other problems that they've created.
Mm. That's right. Trump had 4 years to get out, and he didn't do it in an orderly way. And so then the thing collapsed with Biden. And the Republicans said, see, Biden did that. And it's like, well, you failed to do anything to get out of there. You desired to stay there forever. And that's the point. They want to get everybody on welfare. They want to last forever for everybody. They want it to be universal and call it UBI.
Yeah.
So where they pacify and control all of us.
Yeah. And I understand that a lot of these people on welfare are entitled, selfish, and would basically seize the assets of anyone that's even slightly better off than them. But still, it's important to not just pity the people that we like, the people that we can look at and go, oh, that's a good guy. He's down on his luck. He needs some help.
Yeah.
It's, you know, think about Lord of the Rings.
Well, think about the Good Samaritan. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a situation where, you know, Christ used that story because the Samaritans were a mixed ethnic group that was despised by the Jews. And it was largely mutual for both of those. And so he used that to have a person who was a different ethnic group, a different social group, take care of someone else. And that was the whole point.
Mm. Yeah. And it's just whatever solution there is, this isn't it. And it's a really bad situation we're all in now.
Mm-hmm. And also want to be clear that there are people that aren't, trying to game the system, people that genuinely need help that eventually wind up on these things. That doesn't mean that there aren't a ton of people that are gaming the system, probably the majority of them, but it is just a horrible situation that needs to be fixed.
That's right, when you get 42 million people. And the ones who are on it through no fault of their own would be the 1 out of 5 children who are on this as well.
Yeah, so it's a bad situation.
There needs to be a transition.
Yeah, you can't just rug pull people like that. And like I said before, easy thing to do is start removing a lot of the regulations that make charity so difficult.
That's right. When you do a rug pull like that, what you do is you guarantee that things are not going to change. You're going to get a blowback to get the status quo even more so, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have Narrow Way, Narrow Gate Ministries. How many disabled vets cannot qualify for SNAP because VA disability is considered income for SNAP purposes, and it puts them above the income range to qualify?
Didn't know that. Illegals can get it, though, not vets.
Yeah. Real Jason Barker. When I was a kid, the church took on the role of feeding the poor in our small towns. You know, that's something you don't get as much of.
And and he says, where is the church now? That's right. You know, when America was young, that was the situation, as Alexis de Tocqueville pointed out. And where is the church now? Well, again, they are entertaining themselves for the most part. So what you see in a lot of these churches now.
Yeah. Audi MRR, relying on government for one's mere survival is what they want.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You're going to get just enough to live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what UBI is.
Mm.
They want you relying on them for the longest time for food, for housing, for transportation, and on. Now they want you under their complete control with UBI.
They want you just comfortable enough that you wouldn't ever think about doing anything else. Well, they give me enough. I survive. A Syrian girl, I don't know how you could transition off welfare and SNAP gradually. The difference between government welfare and entry-level salaries is pretty large, and the people on those programs have become experts at grifting the game. And I think that's where you just, you know, sometimes the chips do have to fall where they may. And if these people don't want to work and are simply refusing and are demanding their welfare back, tell them, well, you're just simply not going to eat then.
Well, I mean, you could go back, for starters, you could go back to the rules that were there at the inception when 1.4% of the people were on it. The way that this thing started, it's now metastasized and grown. So you gradually start reducing the program back to where it was and when it started. And then maybe you get it off completely and let private individuals take care of it. And then one of the things that you do, as Travis was saying, you let people take a tax deduction if they help people, you know. And some of that is there with charities, but you would maybe make that a little bit more available to incentivize that through the eternal income tax system that is never going to go away, right? So it's always there about controlling people's behavior.
As well as this simple solution here would get rid of a good percentage of it, just require people to prove that they're a citizen. There's a lot of things that you could do to curtail this that would have a big effect.
That's right. Yeah, and you limit it to children, to disabled, to you have a time limit as to how long somebody can be on this program. So it's a transitional thing. So there's a lot of things like that that you could do that would be gradual.
Yeah. The Real Octo Spook says, with automatons and robots, everyone will be on SNAP and welfare. Unless we own those automatons and robots. Well, I, for one, cannot wait for my own automaton.
As these guys are looking for their robot armies, and of course Elon Musk has talked about that. Now, this is what this thing looks like. This is kind of creepy, actually. If you look at this clip here.
Beep boop.
Yeah. And you talk about when you get a lot of Muslims, and whatever. When you get a certain critical mass of mechanical people, it's not going to be a good thing either, I think. I mean, look at this. Armies of robots. Robots making more robots. They breed, they reproduce. They're everywhere. Yeah. So again, you know, what is it that they're planning on? See, that's why the UBI thing is so important, because they are planning on taking away our ability. They want to make us dependent. That's another way to make us dependent. Make us dependent on them intellectually through AI. Make us dependent on them in terms of doing anything because of their robots. And then having us completely under their thumb. It is all simply about control. Well, we're going to take a quick break, folks, and we will be right back.
Well, before...
Globalist next move. And now, the David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888
343-4738.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hear news now at APSRadioNews.com or get the APS Radio app and never miss another story.
Yes, and as we're going to break, I cut you off, Lance. I'm sorry about that. But you had an interesting comment about the robots and what one of these robots is really like. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I just saw a bunch of headlines about the first at-home humanoid robot, and if you look a little closer, it's something you can pay for now, but it's you'll receive it once they fix the AI. Currently, the AI in it is another case of the AI being actually Indians, and that's yet another thing they can do with these robots, is they can reduce the price of labor down to the level that it is in India.
That's right. And, you know, during the lockdown, I remember they had somebody was using a virtual headset, and they had a robot that was actually physically in the store stocking the shelves. Now, I don't know who would be allowed to come into the store because they got the lockdown stuff. But anyway, this guy was working virtually. Of course, they could be anywhere in the world. They could be in India or any other poor country. So they could outsource the labor to these other countries. And that's what you're talking about. I mean, what a creepy thing to think that this robot that you've got there is actually being remote controlled by somebody with eyes on everything that you're doing and access to everything in your house. And I can't think of any worse scenario than that, and how creepy that is, you know.
And as I understand it, even after they fix, or even after they release it, it's still going to be a matter of when you give it a new task, they'll have some human do the task the first time in order to teach the robot. So there'll always be a camera feed from your robot to this company.
Wow. And that's something people... Some people have talked about that with the Roombas and other things like that, that, you know, it's giving information about your house. But this is far more involved and more direct and intimate and all the rest of this stuff. And yet, you know, it disguises it by having the person, you know, remotely and inside that robot. So let's talk about Vinnie Nam, the coming war that Trump so desperately needs. Three killed in U.S. attack on boat. Says RT. Actually, the headline should say three more killed. All three were supposedly narco-terrorists. And we know that because we're told that by Pete Hegseth and by the Trump administration. And they have made this designation. They have labeled them as narco-terrorists. And so just like these emergencies, once they put that label on, they're free to do whatever they wish. If they designate you as a terrorist organization... And remember, during the Biden administration, those of us who were pushing back against the lockdowns and the vaccines and things like that, we were labeled as terrorists by some people. We were called murderers, and you know, we were what was it that Scott Adams said? It was like it's harder to tell the sociopaths, harder to tell the freedom lovers from sociopaths. So again, you could be designated that by any government in the future. The U.S. has amassed about 16,000 troops, 8 U.S. Navy warships, a special ops vehicle, a nuclear-powered attack submarine, and an entire aircraft carrier strike group is led by the USS Gerald Ford is going to be arriving this week. Trump said he'd authorized CIA operations in Venezuelan soil, claiming that they would target drugs coming in from the Latin American country. And so the president there, Maduro, said Venezuela is innocent. Imperialism is only seeking to justify war to steal our riches and to bring about regime change. That's what it's about. It's about regime change. It's also about a wag-the-dog distraction, yet another one for Trump. Should we have soldiers go and die so that you can get Trump's follies off of the headlines? Russia ratified a strategic partnership with Venezuela this week. They've expressed their strong support for Venezuelan leadership in defending its national sovereignty. Meanwhile, as the New American points out, Pentagon doesn't know whom it's killing and the boat bombing. They said, well, this is part of a designated terrorist organization. Well, do you know that these people are part of that designated terrorist organization? No, you don't. You don't know that. You don't know their name. You don't know what organization they're with. You don't know if they've got any drugs on their boat. And what we do know is that they can't use those boats to get drugs to the United States. So the Trump administration can't or won't identify the 61 people that the military has already killed and the 15 different alleged narco-terrorist boats that it has sunk in the last 2 months. The meeting with the House Armed Services Committee was conducted by Department Party policy officials, but interestingly enough, they did not have any military lawyers there, the JAG people who were there. And the purpose of the JAG people, they don't make these decisions. What they do is they are like the ethical and legal advisors to the people who do make those decisions. But the Pentagon and Hegseth have been hell-bent on getting these people out from the very beginning. And they're trying to decimate the JAG Corps even more by moving a lot of them to immigration law. The Pentagon's answers to lawmakers' ongoing requests for legal justification for the strikes failed to satisfy Democrat committee members. They told reporters, quote, Republicans also pressed the administration officials for more information, said Politico. Democrat Sarah Jacobs of California said, the level of transparency was not okay. There's nothing that we heard in there that changes my assessment that this is completely illegal, that it is unlawful. And even if Congress authorized it, it would still be illegal because there are extrajudicial killings where we have no evidence. So these people have not been taken to court. That's what an extrajudicial hearing is about, presenting evidence. And even if they were found guilty, as I've said, there is no death penalty for what they are accusing them of. So everything about this stinks to the high heavens. The argument coming from the White House was to say that, well, okay, we know there's no fentanyl labs there, but they're probably involved in cocaine, which is a facilitating drug of fentanyl. Give me a break. The department officials said they do not need to positively identify individuals on these vessels to do the strikes. They just need to prove a connection to a designated terrorist organization or an affiliate. Well, they haven't done that either, right? When we tried to get more information, they wouldn't give us any answers. And so
also, that whole statement is shocking. We don't need to identify the people we're killing so long as we can connect them to someone.
Yeah, yeah. Think about how that's going to be used.
If they're associated with these people, therefore we can kill them regardless of who they are. We don't even need to find out their identities before we kill them if we say that we're associated with someone else.
That's right. And they'll be the ones who will associate you with those other people, right? And we've seen this play out on the left. Why is it that Republicans are not having a problem with this? We know how this is going to be done when the left and the Democrats get in place. Representative Jason Crow, another Democrat in Colorado, told reporters that the briefing failed to convince him that the strikes were going to achieve what the administration claims. We need to get serious about the flow of drugs, but I heard nothing today that shows how they're actually going to end that. Well, you might say that about everything in the drug war. You know, say drugs are horrible. But how does any of this affect any of that? Right? It's a total, the drug war is a total non sequitur to getting people off of drugs. And yet they continue to use that as a scare tactic to give them an excuse to do whatever they want. So the last word that I gave Rear Admiral Brian Bennett, who was there, was, I hope you recognize the constitutional peril that you are in and the peril that you are putting our troops in. And so Jacobs, the Democrat, claimed that the administration only cited Article 2 of the Constitution, which makes the president the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. That was the only justification for the killing. I am commander-in-chief of the armed forces, so I can do whatever I wish. I don't need to have a declaration of war from the Congress. I don't need to follow the law in any regard. Being the commander-in-chief of the armed forces does not empower the president to undertake offensive military action without authorization from Congress. nor does it give him the right to violate the Fifth Amendment's guarantee that no person shall be deprived of life or liberty without the process of law. And let me just stress that. That's what the Constitution says. You notice that the Constitution doesn't say no citizen. And I've had people here complain to me, say, well, I don't care. They're foreigners and, foreigners don't have rights and everything. No, people do. And humans have rights. And the Constitution refers to no person. It does not say no citizen. Because if we allow our government to take the life of human beings, it will feel eventually that it can do whatever it wishes to us in terms of taking our life extrajudicially. And we've already seen it in the Philippines from Duterte. And Trump boasted and complimented him. And I remember at the time saying, how in the world could he say this guy's doing a great job? He was doing a horrific job. He's now on trial for murder, for mass murder, for extrajudicial killings. He killed tens of thousands of people.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Only several dozen that he's being charged with. They summarily execute people without presenting evidence to the public. So it's wrong, said Rand Paul. But of course, that's what Duterte was doing in the Philippines, and Donald Trump in his first term loved what he was doing. It's another one of the reasons why I said I could never support Trump, ever. Wouldn't vote for him for dog catcher. I don't think we're necessarily going to ask for a declaration of war, said Trump. I just think we're going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country. But you haven't proven that they are. As a matter of fact, those ships that you're blowing up are not bringing drugs into our country. They're not capable of making the trip. And you haven't proven that they've got drugs on the ships in the first place. Democrats were excluded from a Wednesday briefing. Senator Mark Warner was furious. He said, when an administration decides it can pick and choose which elected representatives get the understanding of their legal argument of why this is needed for military force, and only chooses a particular party, it ignores all the checks and the balances. When you politicize decision-making about putting our service members in harm's way, you make them less safe. According to Politico, Republican lawmakers said the meeting was meant to be an informal event to address specific lawmaker requests, not a formal briefing for all the members of the chamber. That didn't help the anger of the Democrats. They said it is totally unprecedented in my 15 years of service in the U.S. that intelligence briefings on a matter of this consequence would be held by one party alone, said Richard Blumenthal, Democrat. So Warner pointed out, he said, if you got a valid legal opinion, wouldn't you want to share it with every member? If you believe, I think the administration does, that we know these guys are bad guys, wouldn't you want to catch them and show the world the drugs and show their history of bad activities? Well, of course, it's not about any of this stuff. And we can debate the war on drugs and we can debate what they're telling people about this. But we all know that this is really about regime change, pure and simple. The drug war itself has been illegal and unconstitutional and a failure for 50 plus years. So why wouldn't Trump jump on that and use that for his illegal war here for regime change? Trump seems intent on doing whatever he pleases regarding the boat strikes, counting on compliance from a GOP Congress with the desire not to be seen to be soft on drugs. He told Pentagon Pete recently, "Pete, go to Congress, tell them about it. What are they going to say? Gee, we don't want to stop the drugs pouring in?" And that's what people always say. If you oppose the drug war, if you oppose the unconstitutional drug war, there was never a constitutional amendment to ban a single one of these drugs. It was all based on a UN agenda. We have a constitutional amendment to ban alcohol, number 18, and the 21st was to make it legal again. They ignore the Constitution and the drug war from the very beginning. They ignore the fact that it hasn't done anything other than give us more concentrated forms of drugs and to corrupt the government. And so this is the logical continuation of this, conclusion of it. And again, like Trump is saying, so what are they going to do? You complain about this and say, oh, you want drugs, right? And I've heard that many times from people when I complain about the war on drugs, about its legality, about the way that it's conducted. I always say, oh, so you like drugs, huh? Yeah, you libertarians like drugs. Well, there's some libertarians who do. I don't agree with them. It has not worked at all. So Pentagon tells Congress it doesn't know who it's killing in Latin American boat strikes. Again, this is from anti-war as well. And I guess it also tells them it doesn't care, right? So they don't know, they don't care. And when the Democrats try to get information, they don't give them any answers. They argue that the cocaine is a facilitating drug of fentanyl, but they haven't even proven that these people have cocaine on these boats. And meanwhile, Pentagon lawyers were pulled from the meeting. As I said, the deep dive on all this is what's really going on with the JAG people, because this is unconstitutional, illegal, and the people who are engaging in it are actually engaging in criminal actions. Even if the Congress authorized it, it would still be illegal because these are extrajudicial killings. And as I said before, even if they gave them a trial and found them guilty, there's still no legal death penalty for this. Meanwhile, WND has got Victor Avila. It reveals the inside plan to hit cartels with war-level force before the drugs reach the U.S. WorldNet Daily is pushing pedal to the metal to sell this as a long-awaited answer for the drug war. This is something that was started with Tom Clancy, his Clear and Present Danger. They were preparing public, saying, yeah, that's right, this is bad. We know where those drug cartels are. We know where their labs are and so forth. Why don't we just strike Mexico and, you know, just go to war with the cartels that are down there? They've been pushing this for a very long time. And the real issue here is that the politicians have OD'd on a power trip, a political power trip. So this is a guy who is on with WorldNet Daily, who is a former ICE agent, and now he's with the Drug Control Policy Group, and talking about how the U.S. is finally treating the cartels as a foreign terrorist organization. Again, that was the logical conclusion of where it would go. Let's talk about who the real terrorists are, who the real narcotics traffickers are. It's the CIA. It's the people he used to work for.
A really good movie, at least one of my favorite movies, is Sicario. Mm-hmm. It's about, you know, the drug war and the back and forth and the clandestine operations that go on in the background of this sort of thing. And it does a very good job of showcasing the type of monster that it creates when you are engaged in these extrajudicial killings.
That's right.
And these people, you know, the cartels are evil. They do horrible things, and it turns these men into monsters. They become monsters willing to do anything to get their revenge on these people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you will create if you indulge this by any means necessary. Doesn't matter who, doesn't matter when, doesn't matter where. We're going to get our revenge.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to create monsters. And that's not what we should be trying to do.
Yeah, you can become the monsters that you fight because of things that you engage in, and which is basically what this article from Bloomberg says. Hegseth is waging war against the laws of war and against the JAG Corps, which is there to advise them ethically, constitutionally, and legally what they should be doing. If you're still not sure whether the U.S. is at risk of sliding into authoritarianism, talk to some Americans who know all about the proper and the improper uses of violence. These are the men and women who were who are or were in the military's so-called Judge Advocate General Corps, the JAG Corps. Independent, apolitical lawyers in uniform, these so-called JAGs advise the commanders of the world's mightiest war machine about how to comply with domestic and international law. So they were some of the first people that were purged by Pete Hegseth. And he's trying to get rid of even more of it because none of this is legal. None of this is morally justified. So much of what the Trump administration is doing, but it's war after war after war. We didn't even get to all the different wars. There's too many wars. Yeah. Can't even get to Russia and what's
going
on with that.
Your peace prize, yeah. President, everyone. Before we go, Jersey Boy, thank you so much for the tips. He has job interview coming up. Please pray for him. We have your guest recommendations. We have them noted down.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Jersey Boy. We appreciate it. For Love of the Road, asked, did David mention the first hour if they got over three quarters for the last month's funding goal?
Yes, we did. 82%. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
Appreciate it. You're a big part of that, too.
Yes. Thank you so much, Ryan. Thank you to everyone. You have a great rest of your day. We'll catch you tomorrow.
And I don't know if you were thanked on Friday, but thank you to For the Love of the Road, Spencer DeLong, and Knights of the Storm for gifting subs on Kick.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for your support. And they are two very, very faithful supporters. Thank you.
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. thedavidknightshow.com.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.